even after 32 shampoos. I love how my color stays pure. How? New Everpure. L'Oreal's first shampoo, free of harsh sulfates and salt. Everpure guarantees this. Rich lather so pure, it respects every strand. L'Oreal's new Everpure.
And worsening drug war.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. There is more woe for American homeowners. During the first quarter of the year, mortgage foreclosure filings jumped 9% over the preceding 3 months. But Realty Tracks' Rick Sharga says there is now an ominous new difference in what's happening.
Whereas over the last couple of years, most of the activity we've tracked has been due to some of the market overpricing of houses and kind of shabby lending practices, what we're seeing now are people losing their homes because they're losing their jobs.
And the trouble in housing is leading to fewer do-it-yourselfers. Harvard's Kermit Baker says his study forecasts that Americans will spend about 12% less this year on home remodeling.
Falling house prices have hurt this market. It gives owners less equity to spend on home improvements. Owners report that they're getting less payback from the home improvements they are undertaking.
It's not only residential real estate that's in trouble. General Growth Properties, the country's second largest mall operator, has filed for bankruptcy. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says General Growth has a stake in more than 200 malls nationwide.
The mall should be able to continue through the summer. Beyond the summer, it's highly uncertain, and you will see a number of malls shut.
There is some good news, though, from J.P. Morgan Chase. It's become the latest bank to report better-than-expected profits for the first quarter. It was a moment of jubilation in the early morning hours. Cheering family members at Andrews Air Force Base as the crew of the Maersk, Alabama, stepped off a flight from Africa. CBS News correspondent Tom Foley was there.
Arriving in the darkness of early morning here by charter after a long flight from Africa, the crew of the Alabama is now reuniting, walking alongside dozens of family members on the wet Andrews Air Force Base tarmac. Their reunion with Captain Richard Phillips will have to wait. He's been delayed coming home aboard the same Navy destroyer as it went after pirates threatening another American cargo ship.
Well, President Obama this morning leaves for Mexico and his first test of Latin American waters since taking office. Let's go live to Mexico City and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Nick, and the drug war will dominate the president's talks here with Mexican President Felipe Calderon. Mexico wants the U.S. to renew the assault weapons ban to stop the gun flow to traffickers. But in a CBS News Early Show interview here, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano rejected that idea.
Well, that simply is not part of the plan that we're talking about here. What we're talking about is increasing southbound checks.
Today, the president will outline new U.S. moves to bolster border security in response to the spillover violence and the cross-border gun, money, and weapons trafficking. Live in Mexico City, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Jerusalem this morning,
Mr. President, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
President Obama's special Mideast envoy, George Mitchell, and Israeli President Shimon Peres. Later, Mitchell meets with new Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In Iraq, a suicide bombing at a base west of Baghdad's left at least 15 Iraqi soldiers dead and dozens injured. Sentencing today in Germany for an American soldier convicted in the killings of four bound and blindfolded Iraqis back in 2007. Master Sergeant John Hatley could spend life in prison. India is going to the polls today. Some 714 million people are expected to vote in that nation's month-long electoral process, the first election in the country since the Mumbai terror attacks. And CBS's Ron John Gupta says there are no signs that things will go smoothly.
Maoists here in eastern India are threatening to stop the elections. More than 20 people have been killed in the last few days.
Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine, ask for me, your hospital pharmacist.
Brought to you by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists. Find out more at safemedication.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Lisa, do you always leave your stereo on in the other room?
Oh, well, I was going to turn it off, but everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
You're just repeating the lyrics to Hannah Montana's song.
Okay, I'm turning it off.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. They're back to the drawing board at the state capitol. The Colorado House will begin looking for places to cut the budget after Governor Bill Ritter shut down plans to procure money from the state-created Workers' Compensation Insurance Company. Pinnacle CEO and President Ken Ross.
We're glad that lawmakers are starting to realize the complex nature of this issue and are taking more time to make thoughtful decisions that affect the business climate in Colorado.
Governor Ritter and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle meet this morning to go over amendments to cut programs and transfer money to prevent cuts to higher ed. Some 5,000 turning out at the state capitol for yesterday's Tea Party protest.
We must remember this rally, this statement, this expression of our desire to remain a free, prosperous country is but the starting point.
Organizer Brian Campbell, demonstrators were voicing opposition to increasing taxes. The trial of a Thornton man accused in the beating death of a transgendered woman continues in Greeley. 32-year-old Alan Andrade is accused of beating 18-year-old Angie Zapata to death. The defense and prosecution presented many opening statements.
The evidence is going to show you that the defendant intentionally and deliberately murdered Angie Zapata.
The defense doesn't deny Andrade killed Zapata, but says it was a crime of passion. Rain, snow, or the proverbial rain, snow mix heading our way.
Right now it looks like it will be snow for the greater Denver area, but could be that type of snow, you know, where it snows and snows and the streets stay wet, you know, it's, the temperature's close. Friday's highs look anywhere from like 30 to 37, something like that.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Koopmeiners. In the mountains, he says there will definitely be accumulation up to 3 feet in some areas. Sports. Nuggets lose to Portland last night, but they clinched the number 2 seed in the NBA playoffs in the Western Conference. They'll take on New Orleans, Game 1, Sunday night at Pepsi Center, and the Rockies win at Chicago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Pretty good speeds all around Denver right now. We are seeing volume building in those usual spots like southbound I-25 downtown. There's also more cars on both 76 as well as on 270 across Commerce City. In the high country, the roads are going to be dry and clear. That's for the time being. That's going to change later on tonight when the snow rolls in. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for a great deal on genuine Toyota parts and accessories for your Toyota? Check your mail for details or visit your local Denver Metro Toyota Parts and Service Center during their 3-day parts blowout, April 16th through the 18th. Toyota, moving forward.
Colorado State Senator Morgan Carroll, we're here to talk about your vote on the tuition equity bill. You were one of 5 Democrats that made sure that this bill was defeated. Why did you do that?
A lot of people are disappointed about the failure of this bill. You know, in fairness, we don't know where all the courts are coming out, but
Senator,
I have seen case law that
where?
Says that it's,
where?
It's coming through. I'm preempting.
Now, can I talk now, please? Because usually I don't get filibustered on my own program.
The Mario Solis Marriage Show.
Hear the whole interview now on AM760.net.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay. Jay is still on the mend. And I am back from my trip to New York. I hear there's snow in the forecast. God, when is the snow going to stop? I mean, I know we need our water, but I don't know. I don't know about you. I'm ready for a little summer. So tea parties, that's been the big news. 5,000 people out at the state capitol yesterday. I can't tell if I think that's a lot of people or not so many people. And I say that because when Barack Obama was here in Denver at the end of the presidential campaign, he had, well, way more than 5,000 people. I think it was the biggest crowd. I think it was over 200,000 people. And I think the number across the nation, the estimate across the nation for how many people showed up at these tea parties was about 250,000 people total. That's not a tiny amount of people, but it's certainly not as big a number as the media would lead you to believe. And over at Open Left, my friend Chris Bowers, openleft.com, he noted that in February of 2003, millions and millions and millions of people across the world, somewhere between 8 and 30 million people, according to the BBC, came out to protest the potential beginning of the Iraq War. And there was very, very little media coverage of those protests, and certainly relative to the media coverage that these tea parties got yesterday. You can see what I mean by that in the front page of the Denver Post. You see a huge picture of these folks out at this tea party here in Denver. Front page, taking up a huge swath of the front page. Now, I have to be honest. My take on the tea parties is you might not be thrilled with my take on the tea parties. And here's what I mean. The open question of this first hour is whether the tea parties, despite their flaws, are rooted in something valuable. Are they rooted in something, in a sentiment that is important and a sentiment that has merit? And I ask that question because while I've got a lot of problems with who organized these tea parties, and I've got a lot of problems with the anti-government message of the tea parties, a lot of the message around this tea parties is around the bailouts. And I think the Republicans and the conservatives are disingenuously portraying themselves as against these bailouts when, in fact, Republicans and conservatives have been controlling the government for the last 30 years, increasing the kinds of corporate welfare that the bailout really epitomizes. But the question of the hour is whether we should be outraged at the fundamental premise that the Tea Parties ask us to be outraged at. And I'm kind of torn on this. Because I'll tell you something, I just finished up paying my taxes like a lot of people, and it was the first time in my life that I felt ambivalent about paying my taxes. It's not that I didn't pay them. To all the IRS auditors out there listening, I pay my taxes. But my point here is that it was the first time that I felt like I was paying my taxes at a time when robbery of our taxpayer money was so obvious. You can't open a newspaper or turn on your computer without seeing another story of how our taxpayer money is being shoveled over to big money interests. I mean, yesterday in the New York Times there was a story about how the FDIC is being used as a backdoor route to giving Wall Street banks more and more money. And so I feel uncomfortable making common cause with extreme right wingers like John Caldera and Sean Hannity and Bill Bennett and all these really discredited lunatics out there. But I also don't think that the outrage at where our taxpayer money is going should be the property, the exclusive property of the right wing. I'm a progressive, and I am outraged that my tax money is going to subsidize Goldman Sachs and going to subsidize Citigroup and going to subsidize AIG's executive bonuses. Why should that outrage be the exclusive territory of the right? Where is and how have we allowed that outrage to be the exclusive property, the exclusive territory of the right? It doesn't make any sense. These are the people who created the situation. These are the deregulators and the corporate welfare kings who ultimately created the situation we're now in. So as a matter of politics, it seems incredibly disappointing and depressing that Democrats whether it's President Obama, his aides, congressional Democrats, voting for bailouts, they have started to cede the populist high ground, started to cede the moral outrage, because I don't think you have to be a conservative to be angry at what's gone on. I think it is, in some ways, pretty sad that progressives have allowed the conservatives a foothold in having these quote-unquote Tea Parties, a foothold in trying to reorient themselves, or at least recast themselves as the party of populism, as the party of the little guy. And I think when you have Democrats voting for massive bailouts, no strings attached bailouts, bailouts that come before any financial regulations. Remember, there have been no new financial regulations passed by this government, as we've given away, according to Bloomberg News, $12 trillion. So the open question of the hour: do you think that the Tea Parties had any kind of merit, or are you just completely outraged by them? You think they're just no merit whatsoever? 303-713-7600 is the number we got. Lines open again, 303-713-7600. And I really feel ambivalent. I got a couple emails, you know, today that I picked up early this morning. I hadn't checked my email because I was traveling all day yesterday. And people were saying, you know, you gotta use your column, you gotta use the, you know, do the radio show about how outraged you are about the Tea Parties. Well, I'm of mixed mind on this. I really am. I really feel torn about these Tea Parties. I'm not necessarily outraged that they happen. Now, let me stipulate. I'm outraged that they were organized primarily by corporate lobbyists. And we're going to get into that after the break. I'll go through some of what we know about who organized these Tea Parties. And I'm outraged that there was clear expression of some racism, some bigotry at a lot of these events. But the question of the hour is whether the impulse behind the Tea Parties, whether you think they had some merit, whether you're feeling, it's April 16th, you've just probably, hopefully everyone who's listening has paid their taxes, whether even as a progressive, you can acknowledge you're feeling a little bit queasy about paying taxes in light of headline after headline after headline telling you your taxpayer money is effectively being handed over to the ultra-wealthy on Wall Street. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Again, 303-713-7600. I talked to Jay. He's still text messaging and emailing. They're trying to come up with exactly how to patch him up, but he seems like he's in good spirits. All right. After the break, I'm going to go over some of the downsides of the Tea Parties, as promised. We'll go through some of the information on that. I'll do a little news rundown, then we'll take your calls. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
The Douglas County Democratic Party invites you to join them at their 5th annual Clinton Carter Dinner on Saturday, April 25th. This dinner has it all. Great speakers like Governor Bill Ritter, the National Director of Progress Now, Michael Huttner, and Andrew Romanoff as the MC, plus live entertainment and a silent auction. Be part of the new energy that's turning Douglas County blue. Tickets can be purchased at douglasdemocrats.org or call 303-907-8961.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight.
I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
I just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
How windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Step of the bailout program. We know exactly what the lenders want, and if the government's plan can't help you, we can.
JBA Financial was able to reduce our interest rate from 7.75% to a 4.25% fixed rate, which saved us like over $700 a month, and thankfully, we were able to keep our home.
If you're behind on your payments, unable to refinance, or facing possible foreclosure, call the experts at JBA Financial now at 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221. For a free qualification assessment, call 866-330-5221. That's 866-330-5221.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 42 degrees in Denver, going up to 53. Snow and rain in the forecast. Now, as promised, before we get to your calls, let's just remember that the Tea Parties were largely organized by corporate lobbyists. This is a fact. FreedomWorks is the big corporate lobbying group in Washington, D.C. They do these things called astroturfing campaigns. That's their specialty. Astroturfing campaigns are where lobbyists, corporations fund a front group, which then does events which look like they're grassroots events in communities, but are largely manufactured, again, by corporate lobbyists. And FreedomWorks has contributed a huge amount of resources to organizing these events across the country. And FreedomWorks is funded by some of the biggest multinational corporations in the country, in the world. So the organization of these Tea Party rallies, let's just remember, they are organized by the very big money interests that the Tea Parties purport to be revolting against. A little bit of national news here. So there was the Tea Parties in the national news. A couple, just to update you on what other headlines are going on. Wall Street Journal today, a national security agency eavesdropping program exceeded legal limits intended to safeguard privacy. And officials are now taking steps to bring the intercept programs into compliance. So this is the Obama administration cleaning up after the Bush administration illegally wiretapping our phones. Republicans are criticizing the report on right-wing groups from the Department of Homeland Security. The AP reports that Republicans on Wednesday said a Homeland Security Department intelligence assessment unfairly characterizes military veterans as right-wing extremists. House Republican leader John Boehner described the report as offensive. This is the Department of Homeland Security report that says the economy is helping right-wing militias, potentially violent right-wing militias, organize and recruit new members. So now you've got the Republican Party officially making common cause, coming to the defense of right-wing militias. I never thought I'd see that, but I never thought I'd see a lot of things. At one Tea Party, Texas Republican Governor Rick Perry insisted that his state has the right to secede from the union. So you want to talk about extremism and right-wing extremism. We've now got the highest public official in Texas saying that the Tea Parties somehow mean that Texas is allowed to secede from the union. Now, back to my point about why people are pissed off. You know, why I'm ambivalent on the thrust of these Tea Parties. The story, here's the Associated Press. Bank lending to consumers and businesses for many types of loans fell in February, despite the billions of dollars in government support these banks received. The Treasury Department said Wednesday its latest monthly survey of lending activities at the nation's biggest bank showed 9 reported increases and 12 posted declines. So the companies that we're giving away money to, trillions of dollars to, in order for them to increase lending, are actually decreasing their lending. So you want to talk about another headline around tax day that makes me and a lot of people feel like our tax money is being flushed down the toilet. There you go. Here in Colorado, a little bit more local news before we get to the phones. And again, the number is 303-713-7600. Denver Post says the House backs death penalty demise. Colorado's death penalty took one step toward the grave Wednesday as lawmakers in the State House gave initial approval to a bill that would end capital punishment and use the savings to solve cold cases. This is a very good bill. I think this is very smart. I'm against the death penalty for a lot of different reasons. And this bill seems like a lot of common sense. Some bad news. The Fort Collins, Coloradan reports that State Representative John Kefalas, who's been on this show often, reports that he was just one vote short of having enough support to move forward with legislation that could have led to universal health care in Colorado. Unfortunately, falling one vote short, he withdrew his bill for an authority to study a single-payer health care system here in Colorado. So that's a major defeat. Big shocker from the Grand Junction Sentinel. Oil shale industry group assails environmental studies as negative. This is a shocker. Recent studies calling into question the environmental effects of oil shale development serve to, quote, unnecessarily heighten public anxiety about development, the industry association said. So, not a big shocker. The oil industry is upset that environmental and public interest groups are telling the public what oil shale development might actually mean in terms of depleting our water, potentially hurting our environment. Gas rules, there's a Grand Junction Sentinel article about the potential of a delay of the gas, oil and gas regulations, and we'll be keeping up on that. And then there's a news story on the Associated Press wire that gasoline is expected, the prices are expected to increase, but not much. Gasoline prices are expected to be relatively low this summer, so motorists might want to take to the road despite the dismal economy if the federal government projections hold. The 5280 magazine has said maybe this is the summer to actually, if you're going to travel, to do a road trip because oil prices might actually remain relatively affordable. So road trip instead of, you know, getting on a plane. Interesting story here from Colorado Polls, which is also, they're referencing the Colorado Springs Gazette. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn of Colorado Springs led Colorado's 7-member House delegation in the dollar amount of earmarks he requested in the current fiscal year. So what a conservative Doug Lamborn is, you know, railing on earmarks, and then he's the chief earmarker of Colorado. But let's get back to the A1 story, the Tea Parties. Do you believe they have merit? And I know a lot of liberals, a lot of progressives out there have been, go to the blogosphere and everyone's ripping on the Tea Parties. But I'm a little bit torn on this because I think the Tea Parties, these specific ones, were organized by some of the ugliest and most nefarious kinds of groups, but I don't think their underlying message is 100% wrong. I think the sort of the anti-government message is ideologically wrong. But that in the specifics of the moment, we are seeing our government give away a huge amount of our money to the people who created this economic meltdown. And I understand the anger that's out there. Do you? 303-713-7600. We'll do one call, and then we'll do all back to, after the next break, we'll do get everyone else involved here. Let's go to Jeff and Aurora. Jeff.
Hey, good morning, David.
Morning.
Hey, yeah, I think it's interesting to, you know, to compare this, the Tea Party demonstrations that occurred with, you know, some demonstrations that, that occurred last Saturday, a new way forward.
Right.
Exactly. You know, I wanted to go to the New Way Forward demonstration, but I just had a commitment that prevented me. But I looked at their website, and I saw, I don't know if you want to say a demonstration has a platform, but if you wanted to sum up the New Way Forward platform, it was anti-bailout, right? And, you know, the Tea Party demonstration's platform seemed to be, and I never read this anywhere, I just listened to it so much, I have Fox News on at work constantly. It's not by choice. But the place I work is just controlled by that mentality. And their platform seemed to be illustrated by, you know, anti-government, anti-taxes, and anti-bailout. Okay?
Right, and the problem is that the problem, I think, for progressives is that you can create a narrative where those three things fit together, right? Like,
yeah,
you're against the bailout, which means you don't like you're paying your taxes because it's going to the bailout, which then can lead the manipulators, the Newt Gingriches, the right-wing radio, then can easily take that one step to just say the government as a whole, as an entity, as a concept, is evil.
Right, right. So there is some commonality between those two demonstrations, and each of those demonstrations has been kind of organized and, I guess, stereotyped as either left-wing or right-wing, right?
Right.
I mean, polar opposites. But you got to grasp on to that commonality, the anti-bailout, you know, frustration.
That's exactly right. And so that's why I think, that's why I'm nervous about simply, about liberals, Democrats, progressives simply saying, hey, because the Tea Parties were organized by corporate lobbyists, and because Republicans and right-wing radio hosts supported the Tea Parties, we automatically should just write them off. I think that's a huge mistake. I think that is an absolutely huge mistake. I think these Tea Parties actually represent a potential opportunity for progressives to articulate much more progressive policies. And that if Democrats don't pass more progressive policies, these Tea Parties, this right-wing populism will gain more and more traction. Jeff, thanks for the call. All right, 6:32, I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. What is your take on the Tea Parties? I am of mixed mind on this. And that may piss off a couple liberals out there, but bring it on. Let's debate it out. Let's duke it out. 303-713-7600. 42 degrees in Denver, going up to 53. Snow in the forecast. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
Volume building on the southbound side of I-25, coming in from Thornton and Northland. It's also getting busier westbound, 76, between 74th and 270. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cool day with a high of only about 49, 50 degrees. It's going to be cloudy, breezy at times. Chance of showers in the afternoon, currently 42. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now you can save even more when you shop at King Soopers. They've just lowered prices on dozens of the fruits and vegetables you buy most. You'll save more on potatoes, bagged salads, carrots, oranges, and dozens more. Get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts. Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sun faces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
Spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will.
Solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Golfsmith's National Trade-In Days is the biggest event of the season. But you don't have to take our word for it. Ask anyone who really knows golf, like this guy.
Hi, I'm Sergio Garcia.
Yeah, that's Sergio Garcia. And you know what he thinks about Golfsmith's National Trade-In Days?
Spectacular.
Couldn't have put it any better ourselves. Because during Golfsmith's National Trade-In Days, you can get the best prices of the year on the hottest new clubs from TaylorMade, Callaway, Nike, Cobra, and more. Just bring in those old clubs, trade them for cool new clubs, and you'll get 30% more trade-in value. 30% more. You can even finance your new clubs with no interest until 2010.
How cool is that?
And at Golfsmith, our equipment experts give you the time and the guidance you need to get clubs that fit you right. Don't miss National Trade-In Days now through April 26th. The best prices of the year and 30% more trade-in value. But don't wait. After April 26th, Golfsmith's trade-in days are history.
And it's only at Golfsmith and Golfsmith.com.
Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, topic of the morning right now. The Tea Parties, how do you feel about them? You got a lot of liberal talkers, a lot of liberal voices there ripping on them. You got a lot of conservatives saying they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. How do you feel? I'm kind of ticked off that the right has been able to try to hijack populism, try to hijack the populist outrage that's out there. I don't think they've done it successfully, but I think Democrats have given them a chance by supporting all these unbridled bailouts. And as a progressive, that just seems like it's such a wasted opportunity, a wasted moment for Democrats, and they're creating this potential, and I stress potential, opportunity for the right. What do you think? Bob in Westminster, what do you think?
I kind of agree with you on a lot of what you're saying, because, I mean, I don't, first of all, it's the version, and it's kind of like almost a perfect metaphor for the old movie that Scorsese made, Gangs of New York. Get the people that are stressed, you know, the actual working people, which are about 80% of this country or 90%, fighting with each other. In the meantime, the corporations and the rich, and in a lot of ways, Republicans are playing it both ways, you know, to take advantage of the situation and basically outflanking it, trying to outflank Obama, you know, on anything he wants to do. Kind of like an extreme version of trying to get doing what they did to Clinton in a kind of different way. And the thing is, they have had the opportunity, and they've got a mouthpiece in Fox, which has become more and more strident and more over time. And I'll tell you, like, the guy at work, you know, I was kind of interested in any place you go. Like, I went to the City of Westminster, up here at workout area, and all they got on is Fox News. I mean, it's like anywhere you go, they got Fox News, and it's like, well, this is kind of crazy. And it gives them the ability to push that message. And the people there, even though I understand their frustration, they're really being kind of tricked and they're misguided in a certain way, because the only way to do it is to this same crowd is like anti-EFCA, probably, and anti-who knows what. But the thing of it is, it's really kind of a suicidal attitude, because have you seen the gangs in New York?
I have, of course.
So, I mean, if you really dig deeply into that movie and you just replace the characters to some of the factions today, it's very much of a very similar replay. Now, if the working people actually became a real threat to what the corporations want to do, and many of those corporations still also want to use that stimulus money to outsource and to invest the money that they would get even overseas, ironically. Because, I mean, even Cisco is saying that they're against Buy America and they're against having stimulus money used for just in this country. I mean, there was something on the Internet about that, and I didn't get a chance to read the whole article, but it's like, well, if you don't really want to do anything to create jobs here with that money, you have an intention that you don't have any commitment to the country, there's something drastically wrong in the conservatives, even though they think that they're doing the right thing. It's really kind of insane if you really think about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, look,
does that make sense?
It does make sense, and it's incredible to me that we could come through this crisis, and there are still those who can look at what happened and blame the government. Now, I say that being willing to be honest enough to blame the government for a lot of what's happened in the aftermath of the crisis. Now, here's what I mean. What created this meltdown was the success of those who wanted to eliminate the government. It was the success of the anti-government crowd in getting rid of regulation, in getting rid of enforcement, of getting rid of all the financial rules of the New Deal. And, well, not all of them, but a lot of them. So this crisis was manufactured by the success of the anti-government crowd. Now, I think after the meltdown began, you can blame the government for its response. Instead of responding by immediately passing new rules, immediately passing new regulations, and putting a lot of strings on any bailout money that went out the door, the government essentially became an ATM machine for the same people who created this crisis.
Wow.
So you in doing that, that response has given, I think, some credence, unfortunately, to the anti-government critique, right? What they're really saying is the government can't do anything right. It can't get itself out of the way. When it got itself out of the way, it created this crisis. When it tried to fix or deal with the crisis it had created, it actually did things that were even worse. It handed away the store.
Can I make one comment?
Sure.
You know who originally set this all in motion? Bush is the one who basically started it that way. He says, okay, we want this first, $700 billion, but we don't know that there cannot be any strings attached. And he left a lot of people laying around in the government who basically have those same feelings. I mean, the thing is,
That's right, although let's be honest, Obama supported the bailout, both bailouts, as they were constructed. And, if you want to be cynical or conspiratorial about it, you could actually look at this and say, look, the anti-government crowd has gotten everything it has really, really wanted from a political sense, right?
That's true, they have.
It got deregulation, and then it got a response that was so wildly inept that it gave credence to its argument that the government can't do anything right. And I think that what's unfortunate about these Tea Parties is that I think that that message over the long haul, if Democrats and progressives don't make the government, don't really make this response a lot more effective, a lot more representative of what people want the government to do, that these kinds of criticisms will only get more intense, will only get more politically effective. Thanks for the...
I agree with you. That's the thing that's so worrisome, is because the thing of it is, I agree with you, there has to be extreme and heavy regulation, but there's a really, really vicious...
And there hasn't been any of that regulation yet. That's what people forget. I mean, the casino is still open. It's unbelievable. The casino that created this is still open for business and still taking bets. Bob, thanks for the call. 644, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. What do you think about the tea parties? I'm of mixed mind on this stuff. I'm not willing to go out there and say that it was all bad. It was all wrong. I mean, I got a lot of problems with anti-government ideology, but I also got a lot of problems with trillions of dollars of taxpayer money going out the door to companies like Goldman Sachs. Rex and Fort Collins, what do you think?
That me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I beeped just. You said Rex. I agree with you a lot on this. I was going to go to the Tea Party until I found out who was backing it. I'm very progressive. But I have reached the conclusion right now, watching them give away the money, since the war started, watching the Democrats go ahead and vote, couldn't even read a 90-page report that said don't go to war.
Right.
And I have decided on my business, I'm putting up a sign that says vote against the incumbent. I don't want the Republicans back in power, but I feel in your primaries and stuff, you can just vote against the incumbent Democrat and put in another one.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you mentioned it, because when I was up in Fort Collins, in your neck of the woods, when I was up there at the Larimer County Democrats dinner, I said, you know, this is not going to make everybody in the room feel all that comfortable, but I hope every single office holder, Republican or Democrat, gets a vigorous primary and has a vigorous general election. Because right now, if there's anything, if there's any way that we can express all of this in a nonpartisan way, it's just throw the bums out.
Yeah, and I believe also, you know, lobbyists are a big problem. Oh, Reagan came in, we had 300, now we have over 30,000. And if you put in new guys, they wouldn't know how to work the system. They can't work it. It would be a statement said to the people, from the people to them. I have several friends that are doing this now. They agree with me. That when I first started to say it, they thought I was an idiot.
Yeah, well, but I'm interested that you said you were going to go, but you knew who was organizing these particular protests, and you're progressive. And I think that speaks to the idea, again, that the message of at least one of the messages of the Tea Parties, I think, is one that progressives probably feel pretty comfortable with. I mean, the anti-tax, anti-government part of that, I don't feel comfortable with, and I think a lot of progressives don't feel comfortable with. The anti-bailout message, I think a lot of progressives and a lot of independents, just a lot of Americans, feel comfortable with that. So what the Tea Parties to me represent is the right wing's effort to take the anger at the bailout and fire it into their old political agenda of being against all taxes and against the concept of government. That's why they're so dangerous. And the ability of them to get media coverage, to get 250,000 people out, which is, you know, across the country is really not that many, but it's something. The ability of them to do that, I think, suggests the potential, a potential dangerous kind of right-wing populism that if Democrats and progressives don't work to prevent, will become more and more powerful. And that's what we don't want to happen. Thanks for the call. 648, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Weigh in on the Tea Parties, what you think of them. I'm not taking the orthodox sort of liberal democratic line here. I'm of mixed mind on this. Just think that there's some ugly nastiness in these Tea Parties, but I think that the underlying impulse of it is not something we should laugh at or lambast. It's real. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
Southbound I-25 really loading up downtown. We're also seeing delays building on the southbound side at 2 1/4. This is after you're making that Parker curve up towards DTC. Things are also building on C-470. This is on the eastbound side, Wadsworth to Santa Fe. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A buck? Then wake up with Sonic's new Everyday Value Menu. Drive in for a junior breakfast burrito and a small order of tater tots, just $1 each. It's the best way to satisfy your Sonic cravings without breaking the bank. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. With no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream Sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds only depend on number of entries. Estimated 16th. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sun faces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. And even better, you can find out how right now for free. We're Credit One Debt Solutions, and we'd like to offer you free information that can help you get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. See how you can reduce your debt, stop the harassment, and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. So you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. No more credit card payments. It's that simple. Get the powerful free information the credit card companies don't want you to hear. For your free information, call Credit One Debt Solutions now. 1-800-661-9336. That's 1-800-661-9336. 1-800-661-9336.
Are you headed out to buy a used car this weekend? If you want to find a great deal, you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
That's the most mysterious classic rock song ever made. 25 or 64. I still don't know what that means. I don't think anybody does. 6:52, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Tea Parties. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. You can also email me, ds@davidsirota.com. Twitter, www.twitter.com/davidsirota. You can Facebook me, instant message us using the AM 760 website. It comes right to us. Tell us what you think. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John. John, what do you think?
Well, I sort of agree with you, but I think it's sort of liberal conservative, too. A liberal, you know, the protests are about taxation. They just don't want to get taxed. And a liberal, you say, you have community responsibilities, and you can be against the bailouts because it sure doesn't seem like they're looking at the whole community, and be against Tea Party thing because they're just focusing with people. It's not about principle. It's just most of the people behind it, to me, are just, I don't want to pay taxes. I don't feel a need for a community.
Yeah, but here, I agree with that, but here's the thing. It's like I said at the top of the hour. I'm a progressive. And even I, when I filled out my taxes for the first time, really felt like uncomfortable with it. And it had nothing to do with how much I was paying or any of that, right? That hasn't changed for me for a while. It was the idea that I'm paying it in the shadow of headlines that are repeatedly telling me my money is being sent to the people who created this crisis. So now you could make the argument, well, look, your money's been being wasted in a lot of ways or used for bad purposes for years. Just the headlines have changed, right? I mean, I'm $2 trillion of our money is going to go to the Iraq war, as just an example. A huge amount of money goes to corporate welfare, et cetera, et cetera. So sure, our money has been, government has spent our money in bad or wasteful ways for a long time. I'm just saying that right now it really feels like, and I've used this term in my column, it really feels like the kleptocracy, the rule by the thieves, is more overt and public than it's ever been. And that, I think, can create some traction for the right's anti-tax, anti-government argument. I'm actually expressing concern about that, because that's what I don't want to happen, is that we're a Democratic administration and a Democratic Congress are effectively helping the right make an argument that should be discredited.
Well, isn't it an issue about, you know, what's the best path to get through the crisis? And the thing that makes me a little concerned is the economic team that Obama has sure seems tied to the old way of doing things. And
that's exactly right. And I think
and
that
to me, that's the part that you, and so in a sense, it really, it's not about taxation, it's about spending, whether they spend it on, and the issue around who's giving the advice, the ones that were part of the problem in the first place. So
you've hit it right on the head, which is, I think that when you have a government that is staffed by people who do not represent change, the Larry Summers of the world, the same Wall Streeters who created this problem, you help the right make its arguments. And that's what's so scary. John, thanks for the call. All right, we'll do one more call before we get to the top of the news. And if you're holding on, hang on through the news. We'll get to your calls. 303-713-7600. All right. Mick, real quick before the top of the news. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, David. I had a lot to say, so maybe you can hold me over. But in any case, I was down there yesterday. The only thing that I have to, you know, really that I gleaned yesterday from talking to the people, discussing and arguing, is I agree with you on everything in terms of, you know, how people see their money going. Yet, when it came right down to it, the lines between, you know, this very, very conservative, you know, viewpoint about where the country's going, as opposed to more of the liberal, you know, way of what the country should be doing, is very stark indeed. In other words, a lot of the people that were down there were very, very anti, as the guy was saying before, in terms of, you know, looking at community, looking at what we all need to do to, you know, forward progress here in this country for the middle class, for working people.
Right. It was an everybody for themselves crowd.
There were so many nativists down there. There were so many anti-affirmative people down there. There were a lot of people that were just, you know, on the verge, on the edge of saying, you know, anyone who's not white, you know, should be out of this country, doesn't matter what.
That's what makes me so uncomfortable. It's
so
like,
where do we draw the line? How do we bring these people in and say, you know, common good, we understand.
Well,
we understand we don't want to give our money away. We don't want big government and everything.
Here's the thing. You're never going to get the people, most of the people who are actually at the tea parties. But I think progressives can articulate a vision that actually gets to the people that the tea parties are trying to speak to, the broad majority of the public. Mick, thanks for the call. All right, 6:58, if you're holding on, hang on through the top of the news. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report, tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder, on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Retailers and shoppers are watching every dime in the midst of a recession, and now the nation's number two mall owner has declared bankruptcy.
It's a tragic day in America when General Growth files for bankruptcy.
Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says General Growth Properties' decision to go Chapter 11 hits hard.
A very bad business barometer for the shopping mall and shopping centers in the U.S. in general.
The company runs 200 malls in 44 states and says there are no plans to close any for now. There may be a national housing plan. There may be more lenders working with homeowners, but foreclosure notices are still being sent out.
The March numbers were actually a single-month record for foreclosure activity. Over 341,000 U.S. households received a foreclosure notice in that month alone.
Rick Sharga of Realty Track says more foreclosures can be blamed on lost jobs and income. Just in from Washington, housing construction in March plunged more than 10% to the second lowest level on record, and new jobless claims fell for the second straight week to 610,000. As the economy sinks, reports of child abuse rise. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Cases of severely injured children have doubled in Boston, tripled in Seattle. A doctor in Syracuse says she's shocked over a sharp rise in abuse. Physical attacks, shaken babies, neglect, it's across the board, says a medical center specialist in a Reuters nationwide examination of the problem. And all this while state child protection agencies and hospitals are themselves being victimized by the economy through budget cuts. Steve?
A message from the captain when the crew of the Maersk Alabama arrived in the U.S., read by the company's CEO.
He misses you. He knows that you're a team. He admires your spirit. He said that you performed like the great merchant mariners that you are.
Richard Phillips, rescued from pirates last weekend, arrived in Kenya today aboard the USS Bainbridge. Mission to Mexico for President Obama, more than just a neighborly social call.
The top issue on the agenda, the never-ending and worsening drug war.
I'm going to be working with President Calderon in Mexico to figure out how do we get control over the border that's become more violent because of the drug trade.
The Obama administration is concerned about a violent spillover from Mexican bloodletting that has led to nearly 9,000 deaths south of the border. The administration promises more federal agents and other moves to go after gun smuggling to Mexico and the flow of drugs into the U.S. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Mexico City.
San Diego Mayor Jerry Sanders hopes the new U.S. border czar will be able to stop the flow of drugs and illegal immigrants.
What we would like to see is a cooperative effort on both sides of the border to reduce violence and to reduce the cartel activity.
From Ohio, an immigration appeals board will not reopen John Demjanjuk's deportation case. He's the accused Nazi death camp guard whose flight to Germany this week was stopped by a federal appeals court. Before the bell, S&P futures are up 5.5 points. This is CBS News.
Intuit QuickBooks presents Stephen Sachs of the Fountain Theater.
When I was doing everything by hand, you're spitting out a check for $20, $100. You don't get a sense of how all of that adds up. But with QuickBooks, with just a push of a button, it will generate a balance sheet. And you can say, look at what we just spent on printing programs last month. I had no idea that we spent that much. How did that happen? It's tremendously helpful and eye-opening.
Get a free copy of Intuit QuickBooks Simple Start and see how it can help your business be more profitable. Go to QuickBooks.com.
Prices are up. The cost of running your business is up. Everything's up, except your marketing budget. So what's a small business to do? Email marketing to your current customers with ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get professional-looking email newsletters that keep your customers coming back. Plus, there's a free 60-day trial with plans as low as $15 a month. So even if the economy's down, your sales don't have to be. Put your marketing on the upswing with ConstantContact.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM760 local news update. May flowers aren't here yet, but they are getting what they need.
There's a big storm over southern Utah moving, it's going to move across the Colorado-New Mexico border over the next 2 days.
So it looks like we're going to get some heavy snow in the Denver metro area all along the Front Range.
Jim Kalina with the National Weather Service. It'll begin this afternoon with rain and change to snow with the overnight chill. A winter storm warning's already in effect for locations south of the metro area.
We can't take back Washington.
Several thousand people attending the Tea Party protest at the state capitol. Similar protests across the country yesterday. The trial of a Thornton man accused in the beating death of a transgendered woman continues in Greeley. Alan Andrade accused of beating 18-year-old Angie Zapata to death. The defense and prosecution presented many opening statements. The defense not denying Andrade killed Zapata, but saying it was a crime of passion.
When he learned that Angie was, in fact, Justin and was a male, he immediately reacted to that.
Jury selection is still underway, with full opening statements coming perhaps today. And the Colorado House has given tentative approval to a plan to eliminate the death penalty and use the money to focus on cold cases. The state has more than 1,400 unsolved homicides since 1970. Sports: Nuggets lose to Portland, but they clinched the number 2 seed in the playoffs. They take on New Orleans in the opening round. Game 1, Sunday night at Pepsi Center, and the Rockies beat the Cubs in Chicago 5-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a new accident being reported. This is on the southbound side of 2 1/4. This is south of Parker Road. We're just seeing delays in those usual spots like I-25 downtown. Very busy. 270 is also loading up across Commerce City. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hurry to 17th and Fillmore for the closeout of the last remaining homes in Tower 1 of the Pinnacle at City Park South, Denver's most successful luxury condominium. Two-bedroom homes start at just $399,900. One-bedroom homes from just $299,900.
You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Really progressing.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707. If you're not up, get up. If you're lying in bed, you're hitting the sleep button, get up. If you're driving to work, hopefully the traffic isn't so bad. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. We're talking about the tea parties, which is the top of the news all over the country. 5,000 people out at the state capitol here in Denver. Every right-wing lunatic icon in Colorado politics out in force at the state capitol. And the question of the hour is what you think of these tea parties. I am of mixed mind on them. I am extremely uncomfortable with the anti-government, anti-tax extremism being expressed at these tea parties. And I'm certainly uncomfortable with the kinds of characters who have organized these tea parties. Remember, these tea parties were largely organized by corporate lobbyists. That's a matter of fact. That's not a matter of opinion. FreedomWorks, the big corporate lobbying group in Washington, D.C., has been instrumental in organizing these. The right-wing Fox News, Sean Hannity, the right-wing machine has been instrumental in organizing these. But here's why I'm of mixed mind. One tenet of the Tea Party's mission statement, if you will, is something that I don't disagree with, which is that the bailouts that we're seeing, giving away trillions of dollars, no strings attached, to the people who caused this economic meltdown is disgusting. And the fact that Democrats in the Obama administration have supported those bailouts, I think, has provided an unnecessary and disappointing opening for right-wing extremists. And when I say that that money is being thrown away, I really mean it. This is off the AP wire this morning. Bank lending to consumers and businesses for many types of loans fell in February, despite the billions of dollars in government support the same banks receive. So our money is being given to banks supposedly to make them lend more, and they're actually cutting back on lending. There was this story in the New York Times a couple days ago. U.S. program lends a hand to banks quietly. Eager to escape the long arm of government, Goldman Sachs is preparing to return $10 billion in taxpayer funds. That sounds great. But the bank and a number of others is quietly holding on to other forms of public support that come with virtually no strings attached. Banks have been benefiting from an indirect subsidy adopted by the federal government at the height of the financial crisis last fall that allows them to issue their debt cheaply with the backing of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Moody's.com economist Mark Zandi says it is, quote, an infinite subsidy. An infinite subsidy to millionaires and billionaires who run or are investors in banks like Goldman Sachs that ran this economy for you and me into the ground. And I'm sorry. I'm just not going to sit here and lambast the impulse of the Tea Parties to say that that's unacceptable, because as a progressive, I think it is unacceptable. And I know there's a lot of chatter out there, a lot of noise in the Democratic and progressive noise machine, the blogosphere, the liberal radio, liberal TV, saying that these Tea Parties are automatically awful. And I agree that the right is trying to use this outrage for its own political goals. But I don't think the impulse is necessarily wrong. The original impulse to say that it's tax time and I don't like paying taxes in the shadow of headlines that tell me that my tax dollars are going to the same rip-off artists on Wall Street who created this crisis. I don't like that my taxpayer dollars are being administered by an Obama administration that has rehired many of the same people who deregulated this economy, Larry Summers, Tim Geithner, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm really of mixed mind on this. And what I'm worried about is that in progressives and Democrats either being silent in their criticism because it's Obama, he's the president, and we want him to succeed, or in Democrats in Congress actually supporting these bailouts, that we are giving an opening to the right to make its case for its outdated and dangerous agenda. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll go through a little bit of a news review before we hit the phones here. From the Wall Street Journal, a national security agency eavesdropping program exceeded legal limits intended to safeguard privacy, and now officials are taking steps to bring the Intercepts program into compliance. So this is the Obama administration cleaning up after the Bush administration's illegal wiretapping, and that's good news. Republicans criticize report on right-wing groups. This is an important story. You've got the Republican Party in Washington. This is an AP story. The Republican Party in Washington attacking a Department of Homeland Security report that says the economy and the election of the first African-American president has been a boon to right-wing militia and extremist organizing. So now you've literally got the National Republican Party leadership coming to the public defense of right-wing militias. This is a new form of extremism. This is more extremism, far more extremism, than we are seeing, I think, at the Tea Parties. The Republican leader of the House effectively coming to the defense of right-wing violent militias. Some more extremism. Texas Governor Rick Perry at a Tea Party in his state said that it would be Texas's right to secede from the nation. So you want to talk about why I'm uncomfortable. The part of me that's uncomfortable with these Tea Parties is because there is a lot of this extremism. What the right is trying to do is take very well justified anger at bailouts and drive it into a very dangerous form of right-wing extremism. You see it from the leader of the House. You see it from the governor of Texas. So that this is their agenda. That's why it's scary. Here in Colorado, House backs death penalty demise. Colorado's death penalty took one step toward the grave Wednesday as lawmakers in the State House gave initial approval to a bill that would end capital punishment and use the savings to solve cold cases. This is good news. This is good news. This is a better use of our taxpayer dollars. I'm against the death penalty. Bad news from the Fort Collins, Coloradan. State Representative John Kafala said Tuesday he was just one vote short of having enough support to move forward with legislation that could have led to universal health care in Colorado. We've had State Representative Kafala on this show to talk about his bill that would have created an authority to study potentially implementing a single-payer kind of health care system in Colorado, and unfortunately he fell one vote short. Here's from the No Surprise file. Recent studies calling into question the environmental effects of oil shale development serve to, quote, unnecessarily heighten public anxiety about development, the oil shale industry said. Shocker, the oil shale industry doesn't want anybody to say that oil shale development might deplete our state of water. This is a story in the Grand Junction Sentinel. But the topic of the hour. What do you think about the tea parties? I am of mixed mind on this, and you might call me up and criticize me, but I am definitely torn on this. I think that we ridicule and lambast those tea parties at our peril, that there is an anger out there, and that progressives would be wise to actually try to get out ahead of it and channel it into our own agenda rather than simply lambasting it. As ridiculous, by the way, as these specific protests are. I mean, these specific protests are organized by corporate lobbyists. You got a lot of extremists at it. But the real concern here is that the right is using very legitimate anger to try to drive the country into very, very dangerous policies. What do you think? 303-713-7600. 716, 43 degrees here in Denver, going up to 52, snow and rain in the forecast. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventories arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save
all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again. I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rockies Auto's located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy. New inventories arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington.
Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Are you headed out to buy a used car this weekend? If you want to find a great deal, you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
I would like to hear the conservative talkers, since they're not for failure.
They say they're not for failure.
I just want to hear the conservatives get on board for small business. The only way you can get on board for small business in this country is if they can have access to cheap money. You want to stop socialism? Then what you need to do,
if you're a conservative,
start asking the questions about where's the cheap money.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Talk about day tripper. One other piece of news I forgot to mention at the top of the hour. If you're going to do some travel this summer, might be a good idea to go on the road, to road trip it. And it's usually we get slammed on gas prices during the summer, but various estimates and projections, according to the AP, suggest that gas prices will not spike like they did in summers past. So, speaking of day tripping or road tripping, if you're going to travel this summer, a road trip might be the way to do it, as opposed to getting on a plane. All right, let's get back to the phone. 303-713-7600, the question of the hour, as it was in the first hour. What do you think of these tea parties? Are you torn like me, or you think they're horrible? You think they're completely misguided? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Frank in Boulder. Frank.
Yeah, I was at the Tea Party yesterday, and I think we could mischaracterize it because what I saw was those that wanted to be fiscally conservative but socially liberal. And I think that is the sector that we could embrace.
And I find that kind of politics, quite honestly, pretty odious, and certainly not as odious as sort of standard Republican politics. But here's what I mean. I find them diametrically opposite, in that socially progressive people sort of claim a morality, a care for others, that economic conservatism, fiscal conservatism, doesn't comport with, right? If you're gonna be socially progressive, if you think that, you know, if you believe in people's rights, if you believe in all the sorts of things that we tend to think of with social progressives, you need to economically fund a lot of that progressivism. So,
but you're missing one thing, which is, because I'm one of them, I believe in a progressive agenda, but I believe it doing so in a sound fiscal way, which is, how about if we go with Barack's agenda, but we do it on only $2 trillion of spending, and then make the tough choices of what's most important?
Yeah, okay, but here's the thing. Here's the problem. Is that we never have a fair debate, and fiscal conservatives in particular, quote-unquote fiscal conservatives, never want to have an honest debate about what fiscal conservatism means. And here's what I mean. We tend to focus the entire spending debate on what we spend specifically on healthcare, infrastructure, and education. We never, ever, ever talk about what we spend on defense, what we spend on corporate welfare. We've only now started talking about what we spend on subsidies and bailouts. But my point here is that fiscal conservatives, quote unquote, are purport to be so concerned with spending, but the spending discussion in this country is only around spending on regular people. All the other stuff, the defense contracts, the wars, the corporate welfare, we never talk about that. So if we're going to talk about spending. We've got to talk about it and be honest about it. You know, what you hear is a lot, when I worked in Congress, this is what happened all the time. Liberals were berated as they wanted to spend too much, right? But many of the same liberals and progressives who were berated as wanting to spend a lot were the people who were trying to reduce wasteful Pentagon spending. Right? But that doesn't count. That doesn't count as fiscal conservatism. Do you see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is that I guess if we're going to be honest about it, then I'll call myself a fiscal conservative because I think we're wasting $12 trillion giving away $12 trillion, according to Bloomberg News, to banks. I think we're wasting money by spending billions and billions and billions of dollars on wasteful defense programs. I think we're in a country that wastes money, that likes to waste money, if we're a country that berates Barack Obama for only increasing the defense budget by 4% this year. You see what I'm saying?
I do. I think the one thing we should agree on is priorities first. Education, number one. The investment is the exciting part of the agenda. The overspending of what we don't have is the piece that's dangerous, and that's what I saw at the Tea Party yesterday.
Well, but I agree, but I guess what I'm saying is, how do you define, again, and I'm repeating it, how do you define spending, right? I mean, if we're going to, Obama is proposing $1.5 trillion in new spending on domestic priorities. For the most part, I don't have a problem with that. I've got a problem with him spending $1.5 trillion in addition to that on bailouts to banks. Seems to me, a back-of-the-envelope math, if we didn't spend that money on the banks, we could spend $1.5 trillion on new spending on public priorities, and we'd break even. You see what I'm saying? That's what I want. If we're going to have a debate about spending and government and the size of government, then we need to have put everything on the table. And right now, the only things that are on the table, the only things that, and this is my problem with the Tea Parties, right, the Tea Parties are saying the problem is that the government is overspending on things like health care and green jobs and education. Right? They only want to have a debate about spending on the things that they don't like, on the things that most actually ordinary Americans do like. And if we're going to have that discussion, we have to broaden it, and we have to put everything on the table. Thanks for the call, Frank. Cindy in Loveland. Cindy.
Hey. I was at the Tea Party in Loveland yesterday, and apparently it was very different than what you saw in Denver because I didn't really run into a lot of extremists there. Most people seem to be just kind of middle-of-the-road people, and, I mean, I talked to a few that profess to be Democrats, and they were just, I think a lot of people are just so angry about Congress passing a bill without reading it that had so much spending in it, and then now we're finding out what was in there. And
are you talking about the stimulus bill?
Yeah. You know, and I feel like they went hog wild. You know, they declared an emergency, and this is before Obama was even elected. They declared an emergency. We're all going to die. We have to do something. We have to do something. And then, you know, they didn't really come up with a solution. They just came up with a way to walk away with a big bag of money to hand to their friends.
I got to disagree with you on this. I just have to disagree because here's the thing. We have spent, again, $12 trillion on direct subsidies, loans, and loan guarantees to Wall Street.
Exactly.
But wait a minute. The stimulus bill spent, I think it was $770 billion, half of which were on tax cuts, which I thought was way too much. And we spent half of that on things like roads, bridges, green jobs. And every day we have news of what that's actually funding. Now, here's what I'm saying. What I disagree with is that the problem is essentially $350 billion. Right, because that's half of the stimulus. Mm-hmm. Half of the stimulus went to spending on what conservatives rail on as quote unquote pork. And
yeah, but
so what I'm saying is, how can you be outraged about $350 billion of spending on public priorities, some of which I'm willing to bet if you look at them you'd support, but not be way, way, way more outraged at the fact that $12 trillion with no strings attached is going out the door to Wall Street.
Well, you know, I'm bothered by all of it. I am bothered by the fact that the government is saving businesses that actually should be going into bankruptcy. We already have laws and provisions for that. I'm angry that I make $32,000 a year. I have to pay the loans that I take out. I can't afford to buy a home, but they want to take some of my money and give it to people who couldn't afford their loans.
Right, Cindy, I agree.
If a bank makes a bad loan, the bank should suck it up. Not you, not me, not Ted down the street.
Well, hang on. Cindy, I mean, you're saying a lot of things here. And let me just say a couple things. First and foremost, I don't think we should go down the road where, because the government has spent one pot of money very, very poorly, it means that the government itself is all bad. We can't do that. That's actually what I think the right wing wants us to do. I'm not saying you're saying that. I'm just saying we have to be careful of that, because that is exactly what these Tea Parties want us to do, which is why they're so scary. But what I'm also saying is that there is a value to spending a lot of, not a lot, because I just said it's $350 billion. There is a value to spending that money on public priorities. I think what the right wing wants us to do is say, because the government has spent one pot of money, a huge pot of money, poorly, it means the government itself, as a concept, is bad. I'm with you, though, on the idea that what's tax time, and it's upsetting to be paying taxes in the shadow of headlines that tell us our money is going to Wall Street. Now, one last thing here. You said, you know, if a bank makes a bad loan, the bank should eat that loss.
That's right. That was their risk.
Okay, I agree with you there. But what I take exception to is, I think we've got to get out of the mindset of everybody for themselves, in the sense that there is this idea that we shouldn't help homeowners who are now underwater, because if you paid your mortgage back, like I'm paying my mortgage, right? I pay my mortgage, I reach to pay my mortgage every month, and there's a line of thinking out there that says, well, if I pay mine, why should my tax dollars go to help somebody who's now underwater? Well, my answer to that is, first of all, we got to get out of that everybody for themselves idea, because if somebody down the street from me gets foreclosed on, it's going to hurt my home value. So there is a value to me. And secondly, a lot of the people who went underwater, right, who, it wasn't just irresponsibility. If you're making at a solid job and you make an X amount of money and you take on a loan that you can afford, and then the economy goes south, a lot of people who were responsible got swept underneath a huge tidal wave of an economic meltdown. So I just think we have to be careful not to let this crisis put us into the everybody for themselves mindset that originally got us into this crisis. Cindy, thanks for the call. 732, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Tea Parties. If you want to take issue with me, think that the Tea Parties are really, really, I shouldn't be of mixed mind on them, give me a call. I got an email here from somebody, I'll read it off when we get back from the break, who's saying, I'm totally wrong. Let's have it out. 303-713-7600. You can email us, instant message us. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
It's a busy drive for southbounders on I-25 downtown. Southbound 2 1/4 also loading up after Parker Road, taking you all the way up to I-25. Looks like that weather's already, or the weather issues, rather, are already starting to roll in. We're seeing very foggy conditions along I-70, right around the Floyd Hill area. The further west you get, you see a rain-snow mix coming down in the Georgetown area. Then at those higher elevations, sounds like that snow is actually sticking to the pavement once you get just west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. I'm Todd Parker, AM760. 60 Progressive Talk.
Hey, Basin is now selling next year's bonus season pass at the lowest price of the year for only $339. Get Breckenridge, Keystone, and A-Basin next year, plus the rest of this season at A-Basin for free. A-Basin is open until June. Call 1-888-ARAPAHO or check out ArapahoBasin.com.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream Sweepstakes. One winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com/sweepstakes to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds only depend on number of entries. As May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
If you're thinking of designing your own engagement ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from the thousands of certified diamonds at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. You'll have the ring only you could create.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit IntelligentOffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. IntelligentOffice.com or 303-447-9000.
42 degrees, going up to 53 with snow and rain in the forecast. Man, I am sick and tired of the winter already. I was back in New York, had meetings with MSNBC and CNN last couple of days, and it was gray there. Now, I heard it was nice weather when I was gone. I come back, it's gray. I mean, I need some sun. I need some warm. I want to start barbecuing, beers out on the porch. I mean, that's what I want. And unfortunately, we're not going to get it yet. Hopefully, it's coming soon. All right, as promised, I want to read you this email. Or at least a piece of this email. It's a very long email. You can email me at ds@davidsirota.com to weigh in. You can also instant message us at AM760. David, many of your listeners are real concerned about how you go after Obama. Sometimes I wonder if you're more conservative than you realize. I've never been called conservative, ever. Although I was on CNN this past weekend, and it was the first time I've ever been a moderate on a panel. We were talking about gun control. My point was only that in light of all these shootings, that a discussion only of gun control misses all of the issues that are involved in these shootings. And that's actually what my column in newspapers in the Denver Post tomorrow is all about. And I came off as sort of a moderate on gun control, even though I think the expiration of the assault weapons ban was terrible, and I'm about one of the most progressive people I know. But this emailer is saying that we shouldn't go after Obama, and I just totally disagree with that. I am first and foremost loyal to the progressive agenda, the progressive movement in this country as a whole, and I think we help presidents when we act as movement actors and we pressure them to do better. We do not help Obama by apologizing for him. We help him by saying he's doing the right thing when he is doing the right thing, and we help him when we say he's doing the wrong thing when he's doing the wrong thing. And I'm sorry, I think giving away $12 trillion to Wall Street is not doing the right thing. And by the way, most polls show that people think that's not the right thing either. 303-713-7600, get in on the conversation. We're talking about the Tea Parties. I know a lot of liberals and progressives out there are worried about these Tea Parties. I'm worried about them because I think they've given an opportunity to the right wing, but I don't necessarily think the initial impulse for the protest, the bailouts, I don't think that's necessarily wrong to be outraged at. In fact, I am outraged about it. What I'm worried about is that the right is going to be able to use those bailouts as a way to push its own politicized agenda. Extremist politicized agenda. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mario in Denver. Mario.
Hey, Dave. Great show. It's the whole taxes. I got to tell you,
Well, there's a lot of things on my mind, but one, the whole Tea Party. The purpose of the taxes, and we're frustrated, is because the whole bailout is on the working class shoulders, as you all know. So if we're, taxes had a purpose back then, and now it seems like the taxes that we're going to be taxed are only going to be used for a bailout that's not benefiting us anyway.
But, okay, and that's exactly how I feel, but with one point. The one point is that the bailouts are only the most overt, most public, most brazen kind of ripoff scheme.
That has been going on,
but that's been going on for a while, right? I mean, looking at the Export-Import Bank, there's an example, probably a program most people have never heard of. The Export-Import Bank has been subsidizing corporate outsourcing with our taxpayer dollars for at least a decade, if not more.
Oh yeah.
Right. So what I'm saying is that.
And you're paying for that as well.
That's what I'm saying.
Nonchalant. I would love to hear you get a little more angry and be like, you know what? I am working. You have a mortgage. You have things you have to pay. And the government's taking your money out as well. So for what? So we can help poor management.
But what I'm saying to you is, first of all, this hasn't. The bailouts make that obvious.
Mm-hmm.
They're emblematic of a broader problem. But what I worry about, and what the problem is that just because we've been in an era where the government has used so much of our taxpayer money to subsidize the wealthy and the wrongdoers, the economic wrongdoers, doesn't mean that government as a concept, as an institution, can't do the right thing with our money. So my problem is taking this moment and trying to drive it into an ideological argument that says we should just get rid of as much as possible the government. That's what the right is trying to do. That's what's dangerous about this.
Well, very true. And I think they're trying to plant that seed because they probably think, oh, well, you know, let's get that in their mind. So then when we stand up and say enough's enough, there's that percentage on both sides. And they're going to look and say, oh, look at these guys. They're angry, but they don't want to support the program. Look at that. Shame on them. They don't want to do. And so I totally understand, and I see it. And the thing is that we need somebody to actually stand up and say, no, enough's enough. Why? I think we need like a liberal watchdog.
Well, that's right. And here's the thing. I think that the opportunity in this moment is, and this is a battle, right? This is a battle for the populist mantle, right? The right is saying the bailouts are bad, and that means the government is bad. Progressives are saying and need to continue to say the bailout is bad, and here's how we can make the spending of money, here's how we can make the government better, right? And what's unfortunate is that you've got the Obama administration and the Democratic Party in Congress, which hasn't taken as clear a position as the progressive movement arguably needs it to take in order to make that case. It's hard, I'll put it in stark terms, it's hard for the Obama administration and the Democratic Party to claim that it's standing up for the little people when it's trying to hand over more and more money to the big guys. Now, in some places, the administration and the congressional Democrats are, of course, doing the right thing. I mean, I think Obama's tax plan, for instance, is the right thing. I think it's absurd for the Tea Parties, for conservatives. And this is why are corporate lobbyists the ones organizing these Tea Parties? Because they're trying to organize it against Obama's tax proposals, his proposals to cut taxes for middle class and working class people and raise them on the wealthy. A position, by the way, a new Gallup poll shows has a huge amount of public support. That's a position, obviously, that the wealthy and corporations don't like. So Obama and the Democrats are doing a lot of things right. I'm not saying they're not doing a lot of things right. His tax policy is great. His policy to invest more in public priorities, infrastructure, down payment on universal health care. This is all the right way to go. But what they've done by still on financial issues, being in the pocket of Wall Street, is opened up a dangerous opportunity for the right. And I'm sorry. I don't think it's wrong to be angry at these bailouts. It's not wrong to be angry at these bailouts. And I think it's wrong for the Tea Parties to try to take that anger and use it as a justification for the same kind of right-wing economic extremism that caused the environment for this economic meltdown. But it's the impulse to be angry at this is not wrong. And by the way, it's not partisan. You don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat, a progressive or a conservative, to think we shouldn't be handing over $12 trillion to Wall Street. Thanks for the call. 7:45, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike on the cell. Mike.
Hi, yeah. You know, I really think that the teabagging party is a tempest in the teapot, first of all. I'm really not concerned about it. Because these are a bunch of Johnny-come-latelys. Where the hell were they when we were busily spending, flushing 800 plus billion, almost $1 trillion down the toilet in Iraq? Where were they?
Totally agree.
Where were they when they voted in people that basically gutted any regulation associated with control of how money is spent? So basically what we created was an anarchist capitalist system that we are now suffering the consequences of. I just find it absolutely annoying and irritating that people are waving little tiny tea bags as a way to protest the fact that they are the people responsible for the representative government that drove us into this mess in the first place. I have no sympathy for them. Yeah, I'm mad about the bailout. I believe that we ought to not let any corporate organization be too large to fail. That was, again, a consequence of deregulation as
absolutely
far as I'm concerned. And in the end, I'm ready to go to the mat for people that really think that somehow these Johnny-come-latelys are really outraged about wasteful government spending. We have plowed billions upon tens upon hundreds of billions of dollars down the toilet for the military-industrial complex. And now they're worried because we're trying to bail out Jones next door. Because
yeah, right. I mean, look,
got screwed on his mortgage.
These people are opportunists, right? They are the worst kind of opportunists.
Yeah.
I mean, the people who organized corporate lobbyists from FreedomWorks, the sort of permanent right wing establishment, John Caldera here in Colorado. These people who have been living off the right wing. Basically, right-wing trust fund babies. These are opportunists, right? I mean, these are people who say, oh, there's an opportunity here to use this moment to try to drive the country back into the same policies that created this. And, oh, yeah, we're really outraged at overspending when, in fact, the Bush administration, the people we supported, created not only the deregulatory climate, but the deficits and grew the government in a way that we purport to be upset about. I completely agree. It's not Johnny come lately, it's opportunism.
Okay, but and the bottom line is they did it off budget, first of all. Second thing I want to point out is that Dick Armey is a really big leader behind this.
Right, FreedomWorks. That's right, the corporate lobbying organization.
And the bottom line is what I knew that he was no longer a real American when back in the Clinton days when they were trying to nail his butt for every small minor thing that he did. Dick Armey is the majority leader of the House, said, he is not my president. That to me is a traitorous comment by a U.S.
Well, it's the same thing about the conservatives saying that they want the president to fail. I don't want the president to fail. I don't think anybody should want the president to fail. Any president, by the way, to fail. Because the president's failure hurts the country. So you're totally right. These people are opportunists. What I'm saying is that who they're trying to talk to, who the Tea Parties are trying to talk to, the emotion that they're trying to capitalize on, the emotion of anger at bailouts, That emotion, if you feel that, it doesn't mean you are sympathizing with the political agenda of the Tea Parties. It means, I think, that's a legitimate emotion that's coming in light of what's going on in the economy. And so I'm saying we can't sort of conflate the two. Don't let the ugliness of the Tea Parties undermine what I think is legitimate anger at some of these economic policies. Thanks for the call. All right, 749, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll read more of your emails, instant messages, after we go to Todd Parker with traffic.
All of a sudden, the Denver Drive getting really busy right now. Eastbounders on C-470, you're feeling it. Wadsworth to Santa Fe. Brakes loose for just a little bit, then you'll hit your brakes again once you do get around Broadway, taking you towards Quebec, up towards I-25. Speaking of I-25, it's pretty busy on the southbound side downtown on that approach to I-70, taking you towards Spear. Eastbound 6th Avenue loading up, approaching Federal to I-25. Sounds like there's a big dog running around on 76 near Sheridan. Watch out for him and some people are actually jumping out of their cars to get them off the pavement, so watch out for those guys as well. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean. Move your car on your street sweeping day to keep the Mile High City clean, and you won't get a ticket. Visit keepitcleandenver.org to sign up for a free e-minder or text, or call 311 for free calendar stickers.
Hi, everybody. I'm Liz, and I found a simple way to save money and help save the planet a little. I just buy the twin pack of Cheerios at Walmart. Yep, that's it. My kids love Cheerios, so why not stock up, save some money? It takes less cardboard to pack them and ship them. So if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers bought the twin pack instead of two boxes, we'd save over 14 million pounds of cardboard. That'd brighten all our mornings. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans. Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Now's the time we go to Mike Spear of Presidential Brokerage. He gives us an update on the markets, what's going on in the markets. As always, we ask him not to Jim Cramer us, don't give us, don't cook the books for us, but give us, if there's some good news out there, we're always open to good news. You can reach Mike at 303-749-2770. Again, 303-749-2770. All right, Mike, what do you got for us?
Well, on the good news side of things, J.P. Morgan Chase posted better than expected profits for last month. Also, on the super good side, new jobless claims fell in March.
That is good news.
That is good news. We want people going back to work. Hate to have people on the jobless dole, and they probably hate being there as well, so we'd like to get them back to work again. On the not-so-good side, housing starts dropped. March housing starts dropped, so that kind of reversed the trend that we had last month when they were picking up. Dropping this last month, so mixed messages there, but some of it good. The NASDAQ composite is up on that news, 8.3 points. The Dow is down just 6.5 points, so not much there. The S&P is flat. The Russell is flat. So all in all, no terrible news this morning, and in fact, some good news about people not losing their jobs and going back to work maybe.
Mike Spear, Presidential Brokerage, 303-749-2770. Again, 303-749-2770. And as we've always talked about, now is not the time to just buy and hold. That is not what I think people want to do. You got to stay on your money, and you need to keep on what's going on. 303-749-2770. Michael Spear, Presidential Brokerage. Thanks a lot, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
David, all right.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cotman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
Hey, back to business in a second. But I just read a statistic you won't believe. Get this. Over 50 million of us don't have adequate life insurance. Seriously. And most are between the ages of 30 and 55. So if you die, your spouse is left alone, trying to figure out how to make ends meet, borrowing money, draining their retirement, selling the family home. That happened to my mom, and it was tough. Look, if you have a family, you need life insurance. So right now, go get a free quote from eFinancial at 1-800-955-2533, because you will not believe how affordable life insurance is. Everyone's situation is different, but okay, I'll just tell you. I'm 40, in good health. They got me a $500,000 policy for $20 a month. $20 a month. You spend more than that on coffee, right? So seriously, take care of your family. Get your free life insurance quote now. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533. 1-800-955-2533.
There are debt cures for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call Smart Debtor right now for your free debt review. We were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that when we learned about debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9818. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Would you like to pay off your consumer debt in months and your mortgage in a fraction of the time? To learn how, listen to Go Debt Free Go Saturdays at 10 a.m. on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Or register right now for your free financial freedom workshop at GoDebtFreeGo.com.
756, I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tea parties, tea bagging. It's all tea all the time, at least today. Maria in Colorado Springs.
Hi. I have a couple of comments to make. Public Enemy came out with an album in the 1990s. The name of the album was called Fear of a Black Planet. That's exactly what's driving this tea party, so-called tea party, is that fear of an intelligent, beautiful black man that is scaring your white conservative agenda, and that scares them more than anything else.
Well, I think that's why they are trying to seize on this moment. I definitely think that these specific demonstrations are opportunistic. They are not genuine, but the anger that they are tapping into in a country that doesn't want its taxpayer money to be wasted, I think that is genuine. And I think that as progressives, I want to see this president, the first African-American president, the first progressive Democratic president that we've had in a long time, I want to see him succeed. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see the right-wing opportunists succeed. That's what I'm worried about. I just want to be clear that I don't think that the impulse, that the anger that the tea parties are trying to tap into, I don't think that's illegitimate. But Maria, I think you make a really good point that the opportunists are people who feel extremely threatened by the success of this president. They don't want him to be successful. They want to sacrifice the country if it would mean hurting him. Thanks for the call. Sorry to cut it short. We got to get the news. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, top of the national news.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
The claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon, and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday. And my personal favorite, Easy Squeezy Lemon Peasy.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan.
The way the economy is, not as many people want to shop, so you don't see as many people there.
He's at a mall in Southern California, one owned by a company that just declared bankruptcy. General Growth Properties, operator of 200 malls in 44 states. Retail analyst Candace Corlett says the company's rung up debt because of the recession, store closings, and lower traffic.
Over half of women are pushing back and saying, not only do I have to buy less, I have to avoid the places that tempt me to overspend.
General Growth says it has no plans to close any malls. Big electronics retailer Best Buy says thousands of employees will see pay cuts. Others will lose their jobs in a company reorganization. Exact numbers not known. The recession has forced many of us to spend less, even people who don't really have to. And that's having its own impact on the economy. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano.
It's a case study in group psychology, influenced by stories of growing layoffs and continuous media reports about the economy's slide. Many Americans with job security and flush bank accounts are acting as if they have neither. According to Gallup polling data, among people making more than $90,000 per year, daily spending has plummeted nearly 40% since last September. That, in and of itself, is keeping the economy from recovering. Steve?
There is a sign layoffs may be easing a bit. Word that the number of newly jobless Americans seeking benefits fell last week, but still, 610,000 people applied.
There was some visible improvement in the employment market, which tells me that the economy has probably begun to turn.
Economist Brian Westbury. J.P. Morgan Chase has turned a $2 billion profit in the first quarter. The firm has indicated it might repay its government bailout money soon. President Obama has just announced an ambitious plan to upgrade this country's high-speed rail travel.
All of you know this is not some fanciful pie-in-the-sky vision of the future. It is now.
He says other countries have done it. It'll save energy and cut traffic congestion. Mr. Obama's off to Mexico soon. Lots to talk about, drug cartels and violence, says Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano on the CBS Early Show.
What can we do to prevent the flow of guns and cash south that fuel these cartels? What can we do to assist the president of Mexico and his administration and their own law enforcement efforts within the country of Mexico?
The Maersk Alabama crew is resting up with family and friends here at home after arriving early this morning outside Washington. Captain Richard Phillips is expected back in the U.S. by tomorrow. More than 10 million people have watched it online now.
I dreamed a dream in time.
Susan Boyle's stunning singing performance on a British TV talent show, blowing away an audience that feared the worst after getting a look at the 47-year-old church worker in plain clothes who admitted she'd never been kissed.
I wanted to make this a tribute to my mother. I knew it was something I had to do.
She tells the CBS Early Show she can't quite comprehend all the newfound interest in her. Wall Street, the Dow is up 8, the NASDAQ up 14. This is CBS News.
Don't open just any door. Open the door to your dream home with the Century 21 Path to Your Dream Sweepstakes. During April Open House Month, one winner will get the chance to win $221,000 towards a new home. Go to century21.com to enter.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older and legal U.S. resident to enter. Void in Kansas, Missouri, New Jersey, Oklahoma, Rhode Island. Details at century21.com/sweepstakes. Odds money depend on number of entries. As May 16th, each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects.
Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. It's going to be wintry in the metro area over the next couple of days. How much snow we'll get will depend on the temperature. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Kalina is tracking the storm.
There's a big storm over southern Utah moving. It's going to move across the Colorado-New Mexico border over the next 2 days. So it looks like we're going to get some heavy snow in the Denver metro area all along the Front Range.
The National Weather Service has already issued a winter storm warning for the mountains and foothills, and it's already snowing in Georgetown. The cry of too many taxes and too many bailouts ringing from the crowd of several thousand on the west steps of the state capitol yesterday's Tea Party tax protest.
Every single one of you, this is your rally. You made it happen, and this is what it's all about here in America.
Brian Campbell organized the state event that ran in conjunction with rallies nationwide, protesting Congress and the Obama administration's current tax policies. Should Colorado abolish the death penalty? The state house is moving that direction. Advocates like Tammy White say money would be better used to work cold cases.
They get the death penalty and they sit in prison for all their lives just waiting and appealing and costing taxpayers millions and millions when we could be using that money to solve the crimes that are out there. These guys could be standing behind you in the grocery store.
White's husband was murdered 2 years ago. His killer has not been found. Colorado has more than 1,400 unsolved homicides since 1970. Finally, a gray wolf that was tracked to western Colorado earlier this year after wandering about 1,000 miles from the Yellowstone region has been found dead. The wolf's carcass was found in northwestern Colorado after her radio collar sent out a signal saying she had stopped moving. Wildlife officials have not said how the wolf died. Sports: Nuggets lose to Portland, but they clinch the number 2 seed in the playoffs. They take on New Orleans in round 1. Game 1 is Sunday night at Pepsi Center, and the Rockies win. They beat the Cubs 5-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PureFloydChevrolet.com.
Through there, you're going to find some big time delays once you get past DU up towards 6th Avenue. 36 loading up between Denver and Boulder, especially on that westbound side. Crews are cleaning up that surface street, Colfax and Broadway. We're starting to see flurries and a rain-snow mix actually coming down once you do get pretty much west of Idaho Springs on towards the Eisenhower Tunnel along I-70. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Planning a wedding or an upcoming remodeling project? The new DexKnows.com has all the local businesses you'll need to make any event or project a success. It's more exact, more detailed, and a lot more local. The new DexKnows.com.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
808, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. It's Tea Party. Well, at least Tea Party Analysis Day. And I think I've taken a little bit of a somewhat controversial position in saying that while I'm concerned about what these tea parties are trying to tap into, what they're trying to drive this emotion into. I don't think that the impulse is wrong. I don't think that it's wrong. And by the way, I don't think it's conservative or progressive or Democratic or Republican to be angry at no strings attached bailouts to banks. I think it's wrong for that anger to be driven into general anger at the concept of government. And I think that's why the opportunists who organized these specific tea parties, these specific protests, are opportunists. I mean, we know the facts. Corporate lobbyists were at the center of organizing these protests. That's a fact through Dick Armey's, former House Majority Leader Dick Armey's corporate front group called FreedomWorks. They were the prime organizers of these events. And FreedomWorks is a Washington, D.C. corporate lobbying front group. That's a fact. But I think that we make a mistake by denigrating the anger that these tea parties are trying to tap into. Now, before we get back to the phones, 303-713-7600, let's do a little bit of a news rundown, stories you may or may not have heard of. I'd like to do that at the top of the hour. House-backed death penalty demise here in Colorado. Colorado's death penalty took one step toward the grave Wednesday as lawmakers in the State House gave initial approval to a bill that would end capital punishment and use the savings to solve cold cases. That's good news, I think. Bad news from Fort Collins, the Fort Collins Coloradan. State Representative John Kefalas' bill to have the state look at a universal health care system, the single-payer universal health care system. Kefalas says that he came one vote short of being able to pass it and therefore withdrew the bill. So that's a real disappointment. We've had on State Representative Kefalas to talk about that bill. Grand Junction Sentinel has a story reporting that recent studies calling into question the environmental effects of oil shale development serve to, quote, unnecessarily heighten public anxiety about development. So says the industry. Somehow this is news, that the industry doesn't like environmentalists saying that oil shale might deplete our state of water and might have serious environmental impacts. If you're planning a vacation this summer, 5280 Magazine is saying that maybe you should think about making it a road trip instead of getting on a plane. Gasoline prices are expected to be relatively low this summer, so motorists might want to take to the road despite the dismal economy. So federal government projections are saying the gas prices probably won't spike. And so perhaps if you're going to take a vacation, do it via car. Interesting news here from the Colorado Springs Gazette. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn led Colorado's seven-member House delegation in the dollar amount of earmarks he introduced in the current fiscal year. So for all the bloviation about from conservatives about how they hate earmarks, our state's leading right-wing Republican conservative is leading the state in earmark requests. Doug Lamborn from Colorado Springs. But the big news again, the Tea Parties, they're on the front page of the Denver Post today. They're all front page of all over the country. And somebody made a really good point that I just want to reiterate, that the hullabaloo over the Tea Parties is largely media created, because remember, the protests against the Iraq War brought out millions and millions and millions of people across the globe, didn't get nearly the amount of media coverage that these Tea Parties are. I think that suggests a pretty serious conservative bias in the media. The idea that this is a quote-unquote liberal media is just a joke when you compare the media coverage of protests that get millions of people out for a progressive or a liberal cause is tiny in comparison to the media coverage that is generated by a couple hundred thousand people nationwide. I think it was the estimates are somewhere between 250 and 300,000 people came out nationwide. The amount of media coverage that got was huge compared to the amount of media coverage and protests against the war, but that's a separate issue. What we're talking about is, and I've thrown in this question out here, do you think the Tea Parties, the impulse that they're trying to tap into, is real, is genuine, is legitimate? I'm going to stipulate that what they're trying to do is opportunistic. They're trying to take that emotion, that anger out there, and drive it into some really nefarious causes, attacks on taxes, attacks on government. But the question is, do you think the impulse is wrong? Dave in Fort Collins, what do you think? Dave, you there?
Yes, I am.
So what do you think?
Well, I just had two comments I'd like to make. The first one being with regard to the banking crisis. I think that it's easy to get away from the real reason, that the real cause of this, which in my mind is that too many mortgages have been given to people that cannot afford them. You know, we can talk about the need for regulation all we want, but to take that a step further and actually define that statement, the type of regulation that would have prevented this would actually be regulation that would make mortgages more difficult to attain.
I think that's somewhat true. I think that there's certainly a case we made that a certain number of people took on mortgages that they couldn't afford, and they were irresponsible in that. However,
I mean, that's really the crux of the.
No, that's not the crux. No, 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 that's not. No, that's it. You're actually wrong. I mean, you're just factually wrong. I mean, the number of subprime, the number of subprime mortgages, because that's what we're talking about. The number of subprime mortgages that are involved in this is not the majority of mortgages that were involved in this meltdown.
Majority, when you look at the margins on the banks that are doing these mortgages, even if a very small percentage of them fail in a down housing market when you can't.
But that's because they're so over-leveraged. Because the banks were allowed to over-leverage themselves. Because of deregulation.
It's simply not mathematically correct to say that because the majority, i.e. greater than 50% of the mortgages, we're not subprime, but that is not the problem. Any sensible look at this would show that
The
real root of the problem is mortgages being given to people that couldn't afford them.
Dave, respectfully, you're just wrong about this. Dave, you're wrong about this. I'm going to tell you why you're wrong about this. When you deregulate the banks and you allow them to leverage themselves to the hilt like they've never been able to leverage themselves to the hilt before, then any tiny tremor in the system can create a complete collapse. Now, you can go and you can say, well, it's the tiny tremors in the system. But what I'm saying is that we've had tiny tremors in the system before, and we haven't had a collapse. And so the real difference is that we deregulated the banks and allowed them to overleverage themselves. It's not, we've had foreclosure crises in the past before, and we haven't had a meltdown of this size. So something other than the foreclosures changed.
Well, I do agree that the banks are over-leveraged, but for you to, I think, basically discount what I'm saying is...
I'm not discounting what you're saying. I'm saying that you have to look at the constants. Dave, you have to look at the constants and then find out what changed. And so here's the thing. What are the constants? What hasn't changed? We have had, I think you and I can agree, that we have had situations in this country where there were major swaths of foreclosures. Do we agree on that? We agree on that, right? I'm sure we agree.
Not as much as these days.
You don't agree. Okay. All right, Dave, you're not dealing in the world of facts. You go back to the early 80s during the recession of the early 80s. You go back to some of the problems in the 70s. There were serious foreclosure problems. The change in the system is the deregulation that allowed the banks to over-leverage themselves. And now we as taxpayers are being forced to pick up the tab. So for you, and this is classic. This is a classic right-wing trick. Come on, no, it's all the homeowner's fault. Has nothing to do really with the banks. No, the banks didn't do anything wrong. It's all the homeowner's fault. That's the classic right-wing take. Blame everybody except the people with big money. Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. As you can see, some of the propaganda is being aired out here. And as I've always said, on this show, we deal in facts. We don't deal in propaganda. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Liz, and I found a simple way to save money and help save the planet a little. I just buy the twin pack of Cheerios at Walmart. Yep, that's it. My kids love Cheerios, so why not stock up, save some money? It takes less cardboard to pack them and ship them. So if all 200 million of us Walmart shoppers bought the twin pack instead of two boxes, we'd save over 14 million pounds of cardboard. That'd brighten all our mornings. And hey, at these prices, we can all make a difference.
Budget-friendly prices, earth-friendly products. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual Earth Fest. Earth Fest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
This is Jay Marvin. If I know about something great, you know I have to share it. And that's how I feel about Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot. And they've got everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar. I mean, they've got it all. And these are the kind of things I hear about Rockies all the time.
I did go up to Rockies. It was the best experience I ever had of buying a car. I bought a lot of cars in my life. Just the whole experience, I was going to tell you, was awesome.
I want to put a plug in for Rockies. We bought that car. We bought it cheap, and it was worth a whole lot more. My next vehicle is going to be from them again, I guarantee you.
That's Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get out there and see them in person. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
During the Great Depression, people were frantic to get their hands on gold. With the markets collapsing, people losing their homes, and banks going under, no one wanted to be left out in the cold without reliable assets like gold coins. Today, gold is in limited supply, but the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of coins gleaming in 24-karat gold, the beautiful gold koala. Minted by the Australian government and offered at a remarkable $98 per coin when you call 1-800-700-8926. Limit 5 per caller. Gold coins are harder to find than ever, and only a handful of countries have the rich natural resources required to mine this precious metal. But one of those countries is Australia, and the New York Mint has reached an exclusive agreement to release a limited quantity of Australia's glittering gold koala coins at just $98 each. Limit 5 per caller. This is a special radio offer, so don't miss this rare opportunity to get your hands on gold affordably. Call 1-800-700-8926. 1-800-700-8926.
Colorado State Senator Morgan Carroll, we're here to talk about your vote on the tuition equity bill. You were one of five Democrats that made sure that this bill was defeated. Why did you do that?
A lot of people are disappointed about the failure of this bill. You know, in fairness, we don't know where all the courts are coming out, but
Senator,
I have seen case law that
where?
Says that it's
where?
It's coming through. I'm preempting.
Now, can I talk now, please? Because usually I don't get filibustered on my own program.
Mario Solis Marriage Show.
Hear the whole interview now on AM760.net.
Hey, 822, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. And the last caller called up and gave us the typical right-wing spin that this is a problem of irresponsible people and banks are not at fault. This is just, right, the poor working-class people who created this problem. Now, before I get into the numbers of this, I just want to make just how you know that is a ridiculous, nonsensical argument. Let me get this straight. A multi-trillion dollar industry, the financial industry, was taken down by a relatively small number of working class people who took on subprime loans? Really? I mean, really? And I respectfully suggest that anybody who believes that who somehow believes that a multi-trillion dollar financial industry was taken down by a couple of working class people who took irresponsible loans. If you, I would respectfully suggest you read Time Magazine's article from February of 2009. I'll just read you the intro. You might have noticed a particular word missing from the speech President Obama gave on Wednesday. That word is subprime. That might ring a little odd considering how religiously we've been talking about the, quote, subprime mortgage crisis. All the loans made to borrowers with bad credit who couldn't handle them. The thing is, subprime isn't the entire story. In fact, it's not even the biggest problem. While the raw percentage of subprime loans in delinquency and foreclosure outstrips any other sort of mortgage, the types of loans that are now going downhill the fastest are the ones that were generally sold to more credit-worthy borrowers. What's changed, and as I said this, the economy. I'm sorry, but every foreclosure that happens, every loan default that happens, is not somebody being irresponsible. If you're at a job 10 years, 15 years, making a certain amount of wages, and based on that you take out a loan, and then all of a sudden the economy goes south and you lose your job and you lose your health care, and your bankruptcy laws have been changed to force you to pay off your credit cards before you pay off your mortgages, which is exactly what happened in the 2005 bankruptcy reform, then you're not irresponsible. You've been screwed. You've been screwed by the economy. You've been screwed by a banking industry and by a federal government that's deregulated everything. So the idea that a couple of people were irresponsible, tore down a $20 trillion financial industry is absolutely absurd. This is a problem of government policy deregulating the banking industry. What's changed is not foreclosures. We have had foreclosure crises in this country before. What changed is the laws governing the economy in a radical way. 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Tea Parties. Do you think the impulse for the Tea Parties was legitimate, or do you think it wasn't legitimate? I'm worried that they're opportunistic, but I think that they're tapping into an anger that is real and that is out there, and that if progressives don't appreciate, it will come back to haunt us. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Kevin, the Boulder liberal. I want to comment on what Dave said and also on the teabag thing, but I live in a home that is not eligible to get any kind of mortgage from a bank or whatever. It's too old in the type of construction. Well, I was bombarded with things from banks, mortgage companies, phone calls, junk mail to refinance my home when I wasn't even eligible. I had a private loan to buy my home. And so to me, it's not a fact of irresponsible homeowners, it's predatory lenders. And 60% of the subprime loans that were put out there, the people were eligible for better loans. And they were basically loan sharked into
That's such a good point, and I should have made that point. You're totally right. It's not just that people were irresponsible, but they were driven into loans on predatory terms. And look, I know the counterargument, right? The counterargument is, well, if you're going to get into a loan, it's incumbent upon you to figure out what other deals are out there and what you're getting yourself into. Now,
even the lawyers can't figure out their
right. I know. I was just going to say this.
So
I just did a refi.
A normal person supposed to figure that out.
Exactly. I just did a refi, right? I just did a refinance. I think we signed it, closed it last week. I mean, I consider myself a fairly educated guy, right? I try to pay attention. Right, I do my due diligence like everybody, and to try to make sense of this flood of paper. I mean, it's really mind-boggling how the process is so opaque, and the amount of time you have to put in to just basic understanding of this stuff. If you're working two jobs, three jobs, and you got a family, and you're stretched with time. It's absolutely absurd. Now, I'm not absolving people. There's much responsibility for all of this to go around. But when people call up and say, look, this is a problem of just a couple of irresponsible people, it's like they're not living in the real world. In fact, I would argue that somebody who thinks that is not only stupid, but hasn't gone through a general refinance. And if they have, they've gotten extremely lucky to not have themselves have gotten ripped off.
Well, the problem was is that people actually trusted these sharks at the banks and mortgage finance companies, and that's what got them in trouble.
But I don't think it's that they trusted the banks, right? I think it's this. Here's what I think.
Your loan negotiations and all that, and you're talking to your mortgage broker and whatnot, people have a tendency to believe what they're saying because that's the business that they're in.
Yeah, I think they believe underneath the person that they're talking about, there are rules and regulations and laws that sort of make sure that the person that they're talking to is playing by a certain set of rules.
Right.
Right. And that clearly wasn't happening at all.
For sure. Could I touch on this teabag thing?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
Maria had an excellent point. And to kind of illustrate that, there's a cartoon in the Daily Camera today with some elephants on a boat throwing it off, and one of them says, what are we protesting? Another one is saying, well, what have you got? And some of the boxes say is Obama is a socialist, global warming, Obama secret Muslim, and so on. So really, it was a complete sham as far as I'm concerned. They weren't really that concerned, about the taxes per se. It was all an excuse to get together to bash Obama for whatever reason they could come up with.
It's the revival of those ugly, disgusting McCain rallies.
I'm surprised there weren't people out there yelling, kill him.
Right, exactly. I mean, that is, and but see, what I'm trying to separate out here, right, is the Tea Parties, the specific Tea Parties themselves, from what they are trying to tap into in a broader sense, among what Richard Nixon might have called the silent majority, right? So what I'm throwing out there, I will totally agree with you. The people who organized this, and many of the people, not all, but many of the people who were at these tea parties are part of the ugliest, most disgusting elements of society, right? The nativists, the racists, the anti-government extremists, people at the radical fringe. But what they are trying to tap into is, I think, a majority sentiment in the country that is pissed off at kleptocracy, at the sense that their taxpayer money is being stolen. And so you essentially, I'll put it this way, you have an illegitimate movement trying to use what I think is a legitimate national sentiment for its own illegitimate goals.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm glad they had a good turnout there, but in Denver, but basically they're taking advantage of people's lack of information.
That's right, and it's up to us to counter that, right? If we simply lambast the tea parties and we don't build and construct and strengthen a movement of our own, if we don't engage in the fight, if we simply attack the opponents, but if we don't engage in the fight for the hearts and minds of the country, that other side is going to be, I fear, successful. Kevin, thanks for the call. 832, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We're talking about the Tea Parties. Do you think the impulse for the Tea Parties, not the Tea Parties themselves, but the impulse for the Tea Parties is legitimate? And are you worried that they're going to work, that they're going to get the majority of the country riled up in a right-wing direction? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. But first, let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
The good news is we haven't had too many crashes to get in the way. The bad news, lots of volume, like westbound 36, Sheridan, all the way up to McCaslin. Speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20s through that stretch. Could take you up to 30 minutes to drive through that entire stretch. Southbound 225, still dragging a bit after Parker Road up towards I-25. Also seeing delays in those usual spots, like I-25 between the Tech Center and downtown. As you're heading either direction, that drive could take you up to 20 to 30 minutes through there. 6th Avenue, also a bit crowded, Sheridan to I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of around 49 degrees. It's going to be cloudy throughout. Currently, we're at 39. Sounds like those sprinkles are already starting to come down. Further west, we're seeing a rain-snow mix at the higher elevations once you do get west of Georgetown. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Nothing eliminates the worries and woes of today's stressful times more than a relaxing hot tub. Right now, CalSpa's special buyer incentives enable you to own the best hot tub at affordable prices. For quality, value, and selection for over 20 years, it's CalSpa's.
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty, with 25% thicker quilts and more durability than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
Tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Thousands of dollars. It's simply this. You can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. And even better, you can find out how right now for free. We're Credit One Debt Solutions, and we'd like to offer you free information that can help you get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. See how you can reduce your debt, stop the harassment, and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. No more credit card payments. It's that simple. Get the powerful free information the credit card companies don't want you to hear. For your free information, call Credit One Debt Solutions now. 1-800-661-9336. That's 1-800-661-9336. 1-800-661-9336.
Hey, ready for a taste of the big city? Deli Zone was voted the best sandwich in Boulder. This is good eating, perfect for any time of day. Introduce your overactive self to the taste of a real New York-style sandwich. 11 locations. Find one near you at DeliZone.net.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. Intelligentoffice.com or 303-447-9000. Don't miss UFC 97 Redemption. Live this Saturday night, UFC legend Chuck the Iceman Liddell returns to face Brazilian superstar Mauricio Shogun Rua. Plus, Anderson Silva defends his middleweight title. Order UFC Live on pay-per-view.
8:38 here in Denver. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Somehow I'm not falling asleep right now. I pulled one of those. Almost a 24-hour day two nights ago. I was in New York at the beginning of this week. That's why I was out. I was in New York meeting with MSNBC and CNN about, potential opportunities. That's all I'll say. Potential opportunities to work with them on some other projects. And on Tuesday I went up to Providence, Rhode Island for two speeches and took the 10:30 train back to New York, getting me back into New York at around 3 a.m. And then had more meetings on Wednesday and then took the late flight back to Denver. And now I'm here somehow alive, somehow kicking, and not falling asleep. I'm sure I will crash this weekend. You know, I'm feeling like an old man lately because on my weekends I spend, you know, sitting around playing video games and sleeping a lot. And the latest I've been out lately has been like I can make it to like 9:30 p.m. before I absolutely crash. And I've been feeling really like an old person. And maybe this is adult life. And if it is, I kind of miss college. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle.
Hi, David. How are you?
Good.
You know, I agree with you. The sentiment of these tea parties or whatever is legitimate. I mean, no strings attached bailouts for people who were irresponsible with money is not a good idea. But somebody said this morning that they were angry that Congress passed the bill without reading it. Well,
yeah, right. Where were you?
Where were you on September 12, 2001, when they rammed through the Patriot Act, which said things like, oh, sneak and peek searches without warrants are perfectly constitutional,
right,
which is in direct contradiction to the Fourth Amendment, which says no searches and seizures without, you know, the proper paperwork.
Right, and I get it. I mean, it's like so infuriating that these people pretend to be outraged at what they're out. I mean, how can you? I mean, really, you're conservative, you voted for John McCain, you voted for George Bush, and you're outraged about deficits? I mean, really? Really?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, it's so transparent. But obviously, look, they see an opportunity, right? They see this opportunity to the Republican Party and the conservative movement has shown that it has no principles. It has no, it doesn't care about facts or history. It's totally embraces revisionism.
To me, they care about facts and history when it's appealing to them.
Right. I mean, it's selective, right? And they believe, and here's the scary part, sometimes rightly, they believe that people will forget the very recent past, and they believe that they can therefore recast themselves as supposedly against deficits, against the growth of government, and for fiscal conservatism. I mean, it is substantively ridiculous.
I mean, it is. And then when I heard you saying, you know, something about Governor Perry talking about seceding from the Union, that's treason. That's out and out treason.
Right.
We've had a civil war to stop that.
If you had a Democratic governor of a liberal state say that.
Fox News would be their heads on fire.
Exactly. So I totally agree. The people who have organized these specific protests are the worst kinds, the most nauseating kinds of opportunists. They have no credibility. They are not principled. These are the same people who cheered on the giant growth of government, the same people who cheered on their president as he passed all sorts of corporate welfare schemes, no strings attached bailouts, et cetera, et cetera. But
wasn't that no strings attached bailout passed in October of 2008?
Yeah, exactly, with George Bush, you know, pushing it. Yes, exactly. But here's the point, though, is that the country's angry. People are really worried about the economy. And they see a political opportunity. And so you have to be honest and say, look, there is that opportunity there in part because congressional Democrats and the Obama administration have not yet taken as forceful a stance on issues of corporate power, financial regulation, and Wall Street bailouts as they could have.
That's
And that's what is upsetting.
That is upsetting to me because it's like, okay, you're doing all of this. You've got this money. You're attempting to fix the problem, per se. But what are you doing to avoid the same thing happening 10 years from now?
That's nothing. Now, there have been promises from the White House that something is coming. But you're right. No financial regulations have come down the pike as of yet. And here's what's really sick about that. And I have a blog post over at my blog at www.openleft.com. There was a Washington Post column by Steve Perlstein, the business columnist, who says we shouldn't rush to pass financial regulations. Right? And this is basically the Obama administration's posture as well. Yet, there's something really gross about that, right? We were supposed to really rush to give Wall Street $750 billion, $1 trillion, $2 trillion, $3 trillion. That we had to rush to do. We just had to rush to just open up the ATM machine for Wall Street. But when it comes to regulating Wall Street to make sure this doesn't happen again and to actually shut down the casino right now, No, we don't have to rush. We just need to take our time. We need to be careful with that. It's basically like anything that challenges corporate power, we're supposed to take, quote-unquote, take our time and be prudent. Anything that just opens up the taxpayer wallet and rips us off, we have to do real quick because it's an emergency. It's such a double standard. And that is exactly what the right is trying to seize on. And that's why I think as progressives, as Democrats, as people who support Obama, we have got to keep the pressure on him and on the congressional Democrats to act more boldly. They are not acting boldly enough. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600 is the number. 845 here in Denver. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Bill in Douglas County. Bill.
David.
Morning.
Yeah, you kind of alluded to this, but I was going to chime in with, where were all these people with all their heartfelt indignation 3-4 years ago when Bush was running up the deficit for purely political short-term reasons, expediency reasons? Obama, you know, Obama said, and I take my...
Bill, you there? Oh, we lost him. Okay, Bill, call us back if you can. 303-713-7600. All right. Let's go to Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, comment just to try to understand a bit more your position, but I guess maybe shed a little more light as to reason for foreclosure in America. I'm not quite clear David's remarks were wrong to you earlier and that you're wrong either, but to say that, you know, the dike started spilling over or a hole was in the dam and people through their own, I guess what I'd call... stupid means, didn't look at what they were doing, didn't know they couldn't afford what they had, started a process and might be a contributing factor to what banks had already laid the groundwork for, to the mess we currently exist in and probably will get worse for.
Oh, look, I'm not saying, I'm not saying there wasn't irresponsibility all the way around. There was. What I'm saying is, however, is that those who say that this is primarily a crisis of individuals being, of individual homeowners being irresponsible just aren't looking at the facts. I don't think they're being honest. Right? It's just an easy answer. It's too easy. Typically on financial crises that deal with, let's $20-50 trillion, there is no easy answer as to what went wrong. Right? I mean, and I'm sorry, but you're not going to convince me that a couple thousand working class people in relatively inexpensive homes, that their defaults caused the collapse of a $20 trillion or $50 trillion financial industry. I'm just not, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't propose to.
I'm not saying you're saying that. Let me make clear what I believe. What I believe is that the industry was deregulated to allow itself to way over leverage itself. Way irresponsibly over leverage itself.
That started a long time ago, not just with Bush.
No, I agree with you. The Clinton administration deregulated, joined
Very
with
good.
Phil Graham and the Republican Congress. They were just as culpable. I absolutely agree. You get no argument from me on that. This is a bipartisan problem. It's a bipartisan problem, but it's a conservative problem. Do you see what I'm saying? Conservative corporate Democrats join with the conservative corporate Republicans to pass the deregulatory schemes that allowed banks to get overleveraged, that encouraged them into this predatory lending business, that sucked in lots of people, irresponsible and not irresponsible, and the economy was built on a house of cards. It's both parties' problem. I absolutely agree with that.
I appreciate you saying that to make it understood that this mess is a derivative of the irresponsibility of people that are in elected offices.
Absolutely, both parties. And I've been one of the toughest critics of the Clinton administration. It drives me insane that Larry Summers, the Treasury Secretary, who spearheaded a lot of this deregulation, is now Barack Obama's top economic advisor. That drives me friggin' crazy. And it should drive everybody crazy. Because it's hard. I'm sorry, you're not going to convince me that putting the fox in the hen house is going to fix the hen house. Thanks for the call, man. 849, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. We're debating and discussing the tea parties. Give us a call. But first, let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
The Denver Drive, pretty good shape right now as far as crashes go. Volume in those usual spots like westbound C-470 along the foothills. Sounds like it's pretty crowded as you're coming up on Morrison Road. Southbound I-25 is kind of slow downtown, starting just past 58, taking you towards Spear. Outside the city limits, very tough drive, especially along I-70. Once you get west of the Eisenhower Tunnel, where there's multiple accidents being reported, including a rollover. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The economy have you down? Fight back. Use a product that works as hard as you do. Pick up a bag of Colorado-made, organic-based Rich Lawn Turf Food. Rich Lawn Turf Food will keep your lawn healthy and improve your soil. Visit richlawn.com for a dealer near you. Go green. Go Rich Lawn.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond.
That's Jared!
Many experts say the most beautiful diamond is the ideal cut diamond. Exclusively at Jared, the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond, is tested and certified by two independent laboratories. One measures the diamond's four C's, while the other its radiance and fire. This second report measures what your eyes will have already told you, that the Peerless is one beautiful diamond.
It can only be Jared!
You know how windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Coloradco.com.
A tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Colorado residents, this is an important consumer alert.
Hi, folks. I'm Michael Mack.
And I'm Chris Gottsmer.
We are the Credit Card Lawyers of Colorado. If you're in credit card debt, bankruptcy and hiring a debt settlement company are not your only options. In fact, did you know that credit card debt can be wiped out in as little as 60 days without bankruptcy? Call 800-877-5000 and learn how to qualify. Now more than ever, credit card companies will work with Colorado residents to actually forgive most of your debt without bankruptcy. And unlike bankruptcy and debt settlement scams, no upfront fees are required. You can get started on this program without paying a dime in fees. 800-877-5000. 800-877-5000. TheCreditCardLawyers.com. TheCreditCardLawyers.com.
Investment.
Retirement account.
Inflation hedge.
Safe haven.
Diversification.
Tangible.
The answer is gold.
Protect your investment portfolios, IRAs, 401ks, and your family with the world's best time-tested asset, gold.
Hi, I'm Jay Davis, president of United Capital. Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and experts predict the prices will reach $2,000 to $3,000 over the next 3 years. The current demand is stronger than ever, and the timing may never be better. And when you buy gold from United Capital, you're buying direct from the source and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what retail gold companies don't want you to know.
Call right now, and we'll send you our exclusive gold investors kit, and you can have it now absolutely free. Call, and you'll also get the proven secrets on how to create wealth through gold in your retirement account.
Call 800-670-5480. 800-670-5480. That's 800-670-5480. Call now, 800-670-5480.
854, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. 39 degrees in Denver, going up to 53, snow in the forecast. And it is really gray out there right now. And it sounds like traffic is not pleasant. All right, let's get back to the phones before we hit the top of the news. And if I don't get to you before the top of the news, hang on, because we're going to stick with this topic, the Tea Parties, what you think of them. Do you agree that the anti-bailout sentiment is legitimate? Or are you too disgusted by the opportunism of these organizers and how disingenuous they are? What do you think? I'm torn on this. 303-713-7600. Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go for it.
Well, I think you got the right ploy. There's a two sides to this coin that you've got, I think, people that are basically disingenuous or don't know what they're really protesting there, first off. And second, that the people behind the protests are really the ones that should be having a microscope put to them.
Well, the people behind the protests are the ones who should be being protested.
Well, and therein you have a what I call a dumbed-down population who doesn't follow enough of what really goes on before their very eyes that would suck up to the very thing that is destroying their own standard of living.
It is shocking to me at some level, although it's hard to shock me. I guess I'm not shocked, but it is. At some level, it's incredible that, like, all of the right-wing pundits who called for all the deregulation, who called for all the tax cuts, who called for all the profligate spending on defense and on the wars, are now pretending to be anti-establishment fiscal conservatives. And it is such a joke. It is, like, such a joke that I'm listening on the way in here, you know, to Bill Bennett. This guy is suddenly the outsider populist conservative, this sort of literally the face of fat cat country club republicanism is now suddenly the outsider fiscal conservative. It is such a joke.
He gets his stuff from the faux news network, basically. But that shows, I think you made a comment earlier in regards to how really the media is more of a conservative ends of things, and I'm not sure that'd be accurate. I think it shows the power of what I think is primarily a solo network of conservative ideas being spewed out by that network.
Yeah, well,
how much it's actually touching in America, and you know, I know people watch it. It's like you're serious, right?
You don't want to blame it. You can't, but you can't blame it all on Fox. I mean, what I'm saying is that Fox is the biggest. Is the biggest cog in a big right-wing media machine. It's the biggest cog. It's the engine, if you will. But it's all part of the same thing, and it's been going on for 30 years. And here's what's interesting, and I'm writing an article for a magazine about this right now. We all think that this is going to be the New Deal moment, right? But the problem is that the 30 years that led up to the Great Depression the radicalism of those 30 years was on the left. It was labor, it was radical labor organizing, it was socialist parties, it was even some communist parties. That was the radicalism of the 30 years leading up to the Great Depression. The radicalism of the 30 years leading up to this economic meltdown has been right-wing radicalism, militia movements, Fox News, real extremism, which really means that this might not be a New Deal moment unless progressives get our stuff in order. All right, more after the break. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the Tea Parties. If you're holding on, keep hanging on. Now, the top of the news.
60 Minutes.
To CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Anyone can talk about going green, but if you're ready to take action, visit SLO, the Sustainable Living Online Expo, sponsored by Chevrolet's Fuel Solutions Division and AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Looking to make your home or business more energy efficient? Get an expert energy audit. Discover how solar electricity improves energy efficiency and learn how to cut utility dependence. Visit the SLO online booths for lightly treading, sole source solar, and be utility free at AM760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
You know what's the hardest part of any home improvement project? Guessing how much it will cost. A lot of projects get stalled because of money questions. Tom Hartman here with a tool from AAA Home Improvements that you're going to love. It's called their online project calculator. Log on to the homepage at AAAHomeImprovements.com, then click on Project Calculator. Find the project you're considering and get an instant estimate of the cost. It's one more way AAA Home Improvements puts experience and quality on your side. Log on to AAAHomeImprovements.com. It's that easy to get started.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. No sign that the housing slump is over. The government says home and apartment construction last month fell nearly 11% to its second lowest level on record. National Association of Home Builders Chief Economist David Crow says the market is still overloaded.
The builders do want to get rid of their inventory, so they're doing everything they can, cutting prices, adding amenities, dealing in whatever way they are able to sell the homes they have in their inventory right now.
And the mortgage crisis is deepening. RealtyTrack says first quarter foreclosure filings jumped 8% over the final 3 months of last year. That's 24% higher than the first quarter of 2008. And there are problems in commercial real estate today. Chicago-based General Growth Properties, the country's second largest mall operators, filed for bankruptcy. Company President Tom Nolan.
We're open for business. We intend to make this process invisible to our shoppers, and we look forward to emerging from Chapter 11 as a leaner company, a restructured company, one that can prosper in the future.
Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says it's not a good sign.
Banks aren't lending to the shopping centers and to the consumers, so the shoppers can't spend, the shopping malls can't stay in business, creating a domino effect that really could be disastrous in commercial real estate.
President Obama, who is on his way to Mexico, was talking up high-speed rail before he left this morning. CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein has details.
It seems clear where the inspiration comes from.
Vice President Biden, America's number one rail fan.
But President Obama says countries like France and Japan have had high-speed rail for many years.
What's being done? It's just not being done here.
He said billions from the government recovery plan will now help make travel between American cities much faster.
Something close to my heart, a central hub network that draws the cities of our industrial heartland closer to Chicago.
And he said faster trains will be good for the environment and take pressure off overloaded highways and airports. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
The Justice Department's pulling the reins tighter on the National Security Agency after concluding it was improperly eavesdropping on Americans' email and phone calls. NSA expert and writer James Bamford says oversight is crucial to preventing abuse.
They were saying the same things. Don't worry, we're doing it legally. And they weren't. That's why you need checks and balances.
In a statement, the Justice Department says it's taken comprehensive steps to correct the situation. In Iraq, a suicide bombing at a base west of Baghdad's left at least 16 Iraqi soldiers dead. In Germany, an American soldier convicted in the murder of four Iraqis 2 years ago has been sentenced to life in prison. One of the most famous names in sports broadcasting is retiring.
Watch number 56 zero in and then unload. Woo!
That is the way a middle linebacker should hit.
John Madden, the former NFL player and Hall of Fame coach, has worked as a color commentator for the past 30 years. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 54 points, the NASDAQ up 3. This is CBS News.
Precious Rose, you color our world. Till insects and disease turn it upside down. So backed by over a century of Bayer science, we've created Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. It's the only no-spray formula that works three ways, controlling bugs and disease as it feeds for brighter, more vibrant flowers. So count your blessings and stop to smell the scientific advances. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
One of the many sounds of spring, and a sure sign of greener things to come. At Ace, whatever you're working on, we'll be there to help. For a limited time, buy Ace Green Turf Lawn Fertilizer for $11.99 and get an extra $3 mail-in rebate. Earn double Ace rewards points on select Ace and Scott's fertilizer. Plus, get expert advice to save you time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Price is good at participating stores while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. It looks like snow, and that's what's coming. Snow already falling in Georgetown and at the Eisenhower Tunnel this morning, and a lot more on the way for both the mountains and Denver.
In the metro area, we still have a watch out. We're looking for snow developing probably by midnight for sure. We're looking from 10 to 24 inches. Probably the heavier amounts will be over the southern and western sections of Denver.
Jim Kalina with the National Weather Service, he says the colder it gets, the more snow we'll see along the front range, and some areas of the mountains could get up to 3 feet. State legislators will look for new places to cut the budget. AM 760's Jerry Bell on a statement released by Governor Ritter.
Governor Ritter has foreclosed the option of using surplus funds at Pinnacle as a means of balancing the state budget. Lawmakers have been considering seizing $500 million from the workers' comp insurer, but in a statement released from his office, the governor says there are too many questions about it, and with a budget deadline looming, he's now working with lawmakers to look at other steps for balancing the budget.
There are signs that job cuts could be easing as the number of newly laid off Americans requesting unemployment insurance benefits fell last week, but Quest says it plans to close a call center in Littleton. That's expected to affect about 130 workers. Sports, Nuggets lose to Portland last night, but they get the number 2 seed in the playoffs. They take on New Orleans with Game 1 Sunday night at Pepsi Center, and the Rockies win. They beat the Cubs 5-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're still looking at wintry driving conditions to and through Summit County. Multiple accidents being reported on the westbound side of I-70 that's just west of the Eisenhower Tunnel. When it starts to get slick is at those higher elevations, pretty much past Georgetown on towards Vail. Now we're seeing some leftover delays around Denver on the southbound side of I-25 downtown, as well as westbound 36 on that approach to McCaslin. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9. That's a brand new Escape or F-150 for only $15.9. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, did you know that if you disagree with President Obama, the government spies on you? Neither did I. I'll confront conservative radio host and author Roger Hedgecock about this outlandish accusation. Plus, Ibrahim Hooper of the Council of American Islamic Relations, CARE, will be here to talk about the real Islam. And one of my favorite segments of the week, Geeky Science Rocks. It's all the latest news from the world of science.
It's the Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4, on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
907 here in Denver on a gray day that looks more Allentown than Denver. I'm David Sirota. Filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. We're talking about the tea bag. The tea bagging parties. The tea parties. But in all seriousness, we are talking about the tea parties. And whether you think that the impulse for them is legitimate. And I know that there's a lot of progressives out there who have been lambasting them, ridiculing them, and I certainly think that the organizers, remember, these are organized by corporate lobbyists, you know, these are what's known as astroturfing events in the world of politics. Astroturfing, there's grassroots, right, which is really up thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people up from the grassroots. Astroturfing is a term that's used in juxtaposition to grassroots. Astroturf being fake grass, where lobbyists basically organize public spectacles that aren't really grassroots. And that's what's going on here. The group FreedomWorks is organizing from D.C., right? Not grassroots, from D.C., a corporate lobbyist front group in D.C. has been organizing these events all over the country. They turned out a total of about 250,000 people all across the country, which is dwarfed in comparison to the amount of people that came out for the anti-war rallies over the years, but nonetheless got a disproportionate amount, the Tea Parties did, of media coverage. But I'm wondering whether you think that the impulse for these Tea Parties is legitimate. I think the organizers of these specific Tea Parties are opportunists. I mean, Republican, the Sean Hannity and Bill Bennett and right-wing voices who advocated for the creation of the policies that created the economic meltdown, the creation of the deficits that these rallies purport to be against. These specific organizers are ridiculous, but I think they're tapping into an anger that is legitimate. I think you don't have to be liberal or conservative, Democrat or Republican, to be angry at bailouts. No strings attached bailouts. And I think what the right is doing, the conservative movement is doing, is trying to take that justifiable anger and drive it into its political agenda. And so while I oppose their political agenda, I don't think the initial impulse, that emotion out there, is to be ridiculed or lambasted. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. You can also email me at ds@davidsirota.com. You can go on Twitter and send me a tweet, www.twitter.com/DavidSirota. You can Facebook me. You can instant message us here at the station, am760.net. Let's do a little local news review before we get back to the phones. Denver Post today reports that Colorado's death penalty took one step toward the grave Wednesday as lawmakers in the State House gave initial approval to a bill that would end capital punishment and use the savings to solve cold cases. That's great news. Fort Collins, Coloradan reports that the Fort Collins Anheuser-Busch plant is going to receive $1.1 million in American Recovery and Reinvestment Act money, a.k.a. stimulus money, to expand renewable energy sources. So that's good news. There's your stimulus at work. Some bad news. The Fort Collins Coloradan says that State Representative John Kefalas' bill to begin the process of universal health care in this state has fallen one vote short in the legislature. And he has withdrawn the bill. That is a real bummer. Grand Junction Sentinel, oil shale industry group, is assailing studies from the environmental community. Recent studies calling into question the environmental effects of oil shale development serve to, quote, unnecessarily heighten public anxiety about development, the Oil Shale Industry Association says. So that's not really news that the oil shale industry doesn't want the public to know that oil shale development might be bad for our water supplies, bad for our environment. But they are clearly gearing up for a fight over oil shale. 5280 Magazine says that if you're going to travel this summer, you should probably think about traveling via car this summer. The federal government's energy Information Administration is saying that gas prices are not expected to spike this summer, so you might want to think about making your summer vacation a road trip. This is a funny story from the Colorado Springs Gazette. Republican Representative Doug Lamborn led Colorado's seven-member House delegation in the dollar amount of earmarks he asked for in the current budget. So for all the bloviation of the conservative movement against earmarks, Colorado's leading right-wing conservative, Doug Lamborn, is leading the entire Colorado delegation in the amount of earmark requests that he's asking for. But the topic one of the day, if you look on the Denver Post, front page of the Denver Post, a huge picture of these so-called tea parties. What do you think of them? And do you think that they are trying to tap into something that is legitimate? Do you think that the anger that they're tapping into is legitimate? I think what they're trying to drive the anger into this anti-government, anti-tax, really old-fashioned Reaganism, is nonsense, but that the anger that they're tapping into is real and is, in some cases, in many cases, legitimate. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Robert in Loveland.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
I am postulating a demographic thing in regard to the Tea Parties that may have contributed to them yesterday, and I'll tell you the reason why. I drove by both the demonstration in the Loveland, I live in Loveland, and the one in Fort Collins, and I noticed a lot of signs that people had that said no new taxes. And I started thinking to myself, what group of people are there out there that crosses political lines that has been affected by a fairly dramatic tax increase recently, despite the fact that we know that Obama's not raising taxes on 95% of us? That would be smokers.
Interesting. So do you think smokers were out there?
I think there were a lot of smokers out there.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. I guess that's possible, and I'm sure some smokers are angry about the tax increase. That's true. But I don't think you can say it was primarily smokers.
Well, I wouldn't say it was primarily, but I'm saying it could have been an elevated demographic. For one, we know without a fact that smokers constitute a fairly sizable percentage of the population in general anyway. And then if you were to say that, let's say the percentage of people in the crowds at the tea parties of smokers was double that percentage, that would be a fairly significant number of people that would make these things seem a lot more significant than maybe they would have been otherwise.
I certainly think that that's contributed to it. I certainly think that that there has been an effort to portray the Obama, the S-CHIP bill that raised taxes on cigarettes to pay for children's health care. There's been an effort to say that means Obama violated some of his tax pledges. And I certainly think that the right will do anything to try to whip up anti-tax hysteria. Now, the good news here, of course, is that, again, new Gallup poll is out today, this week, showing that most people think Obama's doing a decent job on the economy, think he's doing a decent job on specifically tax policy, and most people support the idea that the rich aren't paying enough in taxes. The tobacco tax is not specifically a tax on the wealthy. But Obama's income tax proposals, I think, are very bold, are very necessary. And what I think is that you're not wrong, that this is probably the anti-tax, the anti-tobacco tax folks were probably out there. But what I think this is really all of this, the tax stuff, the government stuff, all of it was a veneer for basically like a reunion for the same people who were going to those John McCain rallies, right? That same angry, ethnically, racially homogenous, ultra-conservative base that was showing up to McCain rallies and making all those inappropriate comments. This was a reason to have a reunion. And it's a reason for them to basically try to grow. But the thing is, as a progressive, what I worry about is, as opposed to on the campaign trail, where they looked ridiculous, I think now they're tapping into something that is real, and that if progressives cede that ground, conservatives will have more success. Thanks for the call. 917, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Weigh in, hear about the tea parties, let us know what you think. It's an open question. I'm not taking the liberal line. I'm not taking the conservative line here. I'm two minds on these tea parties. They're making me pretty nervous. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy.
New inventory is arriving every week. You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will. Save.
Interested in learning more about solar energy and the environment? Join Independent Power Systems in Boulder Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park for the first annual EarthFest. EarthFest Boulder is a celebration of sustainability and community. Activities include the Earth Day 5K, local organic food, and activities for the whole family. That's Saturday, April 18th at the CU Research Park. Visit solarips.com/earthfest for a free solar assessment from Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
If you can predict when the economy will climb out of the current slump, ignore this ad. If, on the other hand, you're like other smart, frugal business owners, listen closely. Intelligent Office, the leader in virtual officing solutions, allows businesses to rapidly expand and contract so you can stay in step with the market's mood swings. At any given time, you can have the exact amount of a la carte office and conference space you need, as well as customized receptionist services, support staff, administrative services, and more. And it's all at a fraction of the cost of traditional officing because you pay only for what you use. You can project a larger, more professional image while keeping your business from being at the mercy of the economy. You can make the downturn an upturn. To learn more, visit intelligentoffice.com or call 303-447-9000 in Denver and Boulder. intelligentoffice.com or 303-447-9000.
Windy it can get here in Colorado, not to mention our rain, snow, hot sun. Why not get the most durable patio furniture you can find at Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. April is heavy metal month at Freehoff's, which means they've got a ton of wrought iron and other metal tables and chairs on sale all month. All of their furniture has been tested and selected for our harsh climate here. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder. The quality and deals make it worth the drive from anywhere.
That helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
Try EverCleanse risk-free. Call 1-800-431-8533. 1-800-431-8533. That's 1-800-431-8533.
It's 920 here in Denver. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I've been text messaging all week and weekend with Jay. He's still fighting the good fight. Jay, if you're listening, we're all praying for you, all rooting for you, buddy. 39 degrees here in Denver, going up to 53, snow and rain in the forecast. I just heard up to 24 inches of snow starting potentially tonight. I can't deal. Like, I cannot deal with 24 inches of snow. My mindset is like beer, barbecue, sandals, the patio, and that's running into a wall of potentially 24 inches of snow. Like, come on. Back to the phones, talking about the teabagging tea parties. Let us know what you think. 303-713-7600. TJ in Lakewood. TJ, what do you think?
Keep your hope alive, David. Spring is on the way.
At least we basically know that. That's true.
In fact, I changed the calendar a little bit, and my first day of summer was yesterday. I couldn't think of a better day to have the first day of summer than tax day.
Yeah, right, right.
So my summer is 5.5 months long.
Well, the best bet in this kind of economy, I mean, the safest bet is there will ultimately be spring and there will ultimately be summer. So that's at least something you can count on.
Yep, keep your hope alive.
Yeah.
I honor and respect all my fellow Americans that were out there and all these towns in Denver. I do not like the way they were probably manipulated. One particular party, the Republicans evidently, and the lobbyists putting the money up and I don't like that AstroTurf thing. I do wish the and hope the my fellow Americans take now this energy and go down and visit their elected public servants. I think right now both parties are not doing the best interest of us Americans. I'm looking for better government. I'm not really looking for a better Republican Party, Democratic Party, whatever, but we need to go back to the Constitution. We need to go down to our elected public servants and remind them they are public servants. It's we the people. We pay for everything.
Yeah, and I think there's something to be said for the idea that regardless of who is sponsored the organizing of this, that anything that gets anybody more politically active in terms of protests, in terms of demonstrations, in terms of any kind of engagement, I think is good in a democracy.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I mean, if you consider yourself first and foremost a Democrat, small d, for democracy, right,
mm-hmm.
then you're first and foremost happy that people, that even that you disagree with, are getting involved. Because I think ultimately, and this is Saul Alinsky, the great famous organizer, said, you know, the most radical, and I'm paraphrasing here, but the most radical thing you can do is trust that if the more people get involved in the process, the better ultimately the outcome of policy and the better the outcome for the country. So conservatives, liberals, progressives, Democrats, Republicans, the more engagement, the better. And I still am, call me a crazy eternal optimist, but I think that the more this anger at corporate giveaways, at bailouts, ferments, the better chance we have of getting a good outcome. Because here's the thing. Maybe I'm crazy optimist, but I just don't believe that when push comes to shove, that people being angry at bailouts means that they're going to oppose universal health care, means that they're going to oppose real tax fairness, means that they're going to oppose some really good things. I mean, if you look at poll after poll after poll, underneath the labels that people ascribe to themselves, people support universal health care. They support investments in public infrastructure. They support investments in education. And I think that the right, it's just not going to work. I mean, they think it's going to work. They think getting people angry about these bailouts is going to make people more anti-government, more anti-tax. And there's going to certainly be a certain segment of the population that that's going to work on. But I think for the vast majority of people, the more people are frustrated with their taxpayer dollars being handed over to Wall Street, the more potential there is going to be that we get New Deal-style policies.
I'm encouraging on that line that we, the people, take back our country by going down and telling our elected public servants what we want. These are our requests. We want universal health care. We want better government. We want jobs. We want to help the poor. We want, you know, good stuff for all Americans. But we need to put it in a form of a request.
That's exactly right. And that's
not a comment, a statement, a message. This is a request, Senator. This is what I want
you to do. A direct request. And you know what? The best organizers will tell you exactly that. That when you lobby your members of Congress, your state legislators, anybody who's in a position of power, you got to make specific demands. And that's, I think, what progressives need to be doing right now. Thanks for the call. 303-713-7600 is the number. We're talking about the teabagging tea parties. What'd you think of them? Weigh in. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Lance in Boulder. Lance.
Hi, David. How are you doing?
All right.
I feel bad for your listeners that you're spinning it this way, these tea parties. I think this was a statement by the people to their government to limit the size of it. It's growing at an outstanding rate. And I think the last caller would have probably been a good person to be at that tea party, but I think he judges it in a way that you've spun it for him. I listen to both sides of talk radio all day long. I'm in my vehicle all day. And it just, one side is lying.
Which side? The right-wing conservatives who have pushed for the biggest government, the right-wing pundits who pushed for the biggest government under George Bush, probably in contemporary history, who pushed for a $2 trillion war, who pushed for the biggest deficits. Last I checked, in fact, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not a huge fan of the Clinton administration, but correct me if I'm wrong, but the Clinton administration, those supposedly crazy liberals, created the biggest surplus and the smallest government in the last 50 years.
Sir, you there you go again. You're turning in Democrats versus Republicans. I'm not taking sides here. I'm saying people against our government. Like we need to put them in check. And there were a lot of conservatives that were very upset with George Bush's presidency. I mean, you make
really that's why he was reelected in 2004.
Sir, would you let me finish my point? I let you talk. I think you're dividing people. You claim to be the party of bringing people together. So do the Republicans.
I don't claim to be any party. I don't. No. You're not going to filibuster me and say what I claim to be. You're not going to take these airwaves and claim that I am saying that I am one thing when I have never claimed. I don't claim to carry water for an individual party. So you can go on, but don't tell me that I claim to carry water for an individual party. I do not.
I believe you do.
Do you have anything else to say?
No. Thank you for letting me voice my opinion. Have a good day.
Okay, so your point was that I carry water for the Democratic Party. Okay, fair enough. 9:29. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, I get it from both sides. I attack Obama too much, and I'm somehow a Democratic Party water carrier. Some people you can never win with. Chris on the cell. Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Hey, I'm actually one of those people that was there yesterday as well.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, from my perspective, I think that, you know, the majority of people that were there are obviously upset about the spending. But in line with that, I mean, the big concern is obviously what's going to happen to the currency when you're just making money from nothing.
You know? I'm there with you. I'm not going to disagree with that. That's what I'm saying. I'm upset about that too. All I'm saying is there's a difference between being upset with that and then saying you think that means the government as a whole is essentially a bad institution. That's the message of the Tea Party organizers. So I'm with the folks who were at the Tea Party or who supported the Tea Party who said, I don't like the bailouts. I think the bailouts are bad policy. I think they are going to hurt our country. I'm with you. But I don't think that because there is this bad policy, that means that I think paying taxes is bad. That doesn't mean I think the government as a whole is bad. In other words, just because the government is doing this thing very, very badly doesn't mean I think we need to scrap the entire government or scrap the tax code or be angry at Barack Obama's tax proposals that would jack up taxes on the rich and cut taxes for almost everybody else. Like I don't see the connection there. So what I'm saying is that I'm totally with you on what you're angry about. I just think there are manipulative right-wing forces who are dishonestly trying to fire this through the prism of their absolutely objectionable political agenda.
Well, I mean, the same can be said in, you know, 4 years ago, the same could be said at any given time. Both parties do the same thing. There's operatives on both sides that play the game.
Absolutely. I don't think the dishonesty is. I don't think Republicans have an exclusive hold on dishonesty and opportunism. I totally agree with you, but that's why I'm saying I'm of two minds here. I'm with you on the idea of what you're pissed off about. I'm pissed off too. I'm a progressive. I just think we need to channel it into that anger into a different direction. I think we don't need to channel it into a policy direction that actually created the very crisis we're dealing with right now. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 9:32, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. You can email us. Instant message us at am760.net. My email address is ds@davidsirota.com. You can Twitter us, www.twitter.com/davidsirota. Facebook me. Now let's go to Todd Parker with traffic.
Some light sprinkles are starting to come down around the metro, heavier to the west side. Now we're still seeing some areas of patchy fog as well around the metro. Late to recover for southbounders on I-25 downtown as well as westbound 36 right around McCaslin. Now outside the city limits, more weather issues. I-25 still foggy in the Monument area. Wintry driving conditions along I-70 at those higher elevations. There's a rain-snow mix coming down very slick along I-70 once you get west of the Eisenhower Tunnel where multiple accidents are being reported. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A beautiful TimberTech deck can take up a lot of your free time. Cookouts, get-togethers, and just hanging out will keep you plenty busy. If you want the beauty of wood without the work, ask for TimberTech and start living in low-maintenance luxury. See TimberTech products at the Deck Superstore in Commerce City.
Painting is a fast, affordable way to make a big difference. At Ace, we make it easier with expert help and friendly advice. We'll show you practical tips and techniques used by professionals to get the results you're looking for. And you'll always find a wide selection of our high-quality paint, plus all the tools and supplies you'll need to get the job done right. At Ace, we keep painting simple so you can enjoy the satisfaction of making a big difference for a small price. Ace, the helpful place.
It's spring, and you'll save a ton of green at The Lumber Guy.
New inventories arriving every week.
You'll find something for every home improvement or new building project, no matter what the size. The Lumber Guy has the best prices in the area on dimensional lumber, windows, trim, doors, and more. Visit The Lumber Guy today and start saving. They're easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
NFA Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Last mile. Give them a call. They're Progressive Trial Lawyers, and they do a great job. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Now at the Home Depot, 5-inch pots of Bonnie herbs and tomatoes are just $3.48 each. Great price. Better investment. See, the average tomato plant yields dozens of pounds of tomatoes a year, maybe $100 worth. That's $100 you save to plow into another project. 5-inch pots of Bonnie herbs and tomatoes at our everyday low price of $3.48. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
You got fresh air and scenery. We got great delis. Hey, I'm bragging here. Deli Zone brings the taste of New York to 11 locations along the Front Range. Try a fresh Philly cheesesteak today. Find one near you at DeliZone.net.
Investment.
Retirement account.
Inflation hedge.
Safe haven.
Diversification.
Tangible.
The answer is gold.
Protect your investment portfolios, IRAs, 401ks, and your family with the world's best time-tested asset, gold.
Hi, I'm Jay Davis, president of United Capital. Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and experts predict the prices will reach $2,000 to $3,000 over the next 3 years. The current demand is stronger than ever, and the timing may never be better. And when you buy gold from United Capital, you're buying direct from the source and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what retail gold companies don't want you to know.
Call right now, and we'll send you our exclusive gold investors kit, and you can have it now absolutely free. Call, and you'll also get the proven secrets on how to create wealth through gold in your retirement account.
Call 800-670-5480. 800-670-5480. That's 800-670-5480. Call now. 800-670-5480.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PureFoyChevrolet.com.
5:37 here in Denver. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. 39 degrees in Denver, going up to 53. Snow and rain in the forecast. Tea baggers and tea partiers of the world unite. We're discussing and debating the tea parties. What do you think of them? I'm torn. I think that the specific tea parties and the specific organizers and the specific voices behind these are not acting in good faith. They're some of the most dishonest people in American politics today. But I think that the impulse that they're trying to tap into is real and is not to be lambasted or ridiculed. People are pissed off about the government giving away our taxpayer dollars to Wall Street banks, and I think that's legitimate. I'm pissed off, too. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, what do you think?
Hello, David.
Hey there.
Enjoy the show. Yeah, I went down there and protested the protesters yesterday, and I'll tell you, you hit it just right on the nose. As a matter of fact, I thought you had gone to them when I heard you talk about the Sarah Palin group, because they had a bunch of signs around there. Matter of fact, our neighbor had one, and she's kind of embarrassed to show it to us. It said, read my lipstick, no new taxes. And when she approached us as we were leaving there, we had our signs. I had war equals taxes. I had asked Halliburton to move back into the U.S. and pay their taxes. I had to no-bid contracts.
Right. If these people were honest, they would have been protesting all that. That's what's such a joke about this,
well,
right?
I asked them. I had people, they, what do your signs mean? What are you this? Or I had, get the F out of here. I mean, it was a hostile crowd. I had one guy grab my sign from me out of my hand because it was a old political sign from, the county commissioner's race. He goes, what is it, Obama sign that you, use this for? I says, don't grab my sign. And, you know, we almost got into it there. And, another friend of mine, he was walking around with a sign that said, 93% of us, got a tax cut. And he got arguments from people all over in there that said, I don't make, $200,000 a year and my taxes went up and Obama is, I mean, what it was is, it was a racist group that do not like a black man being president. They had impeach Obama. They had, swastika signs there. They had signs with Obama with like a little mustache like Hitler had. I mean, it was a racist group. Not all of them, but a lot of them. A lot of signs showed that. I got that from people. I had a guy come up to me and tell me that he started giving me this litany of all the things. You know, I have almost had my house paid off. I've got money saved. My credit score is this. I said, excuse me. He goes, what? I says, I'm not a mortgage broker here. I said, why are you telling me all your finances? I don't care. And he's trying to justify himself. Then he tells me that he's on a 60% military disability. And then we got into it on our lineage about that he had more people in the military than my family did. And then it finally came down to I was a coward, and I says, no, wait a minute here. He even pulled out his VA card and showed me what it was, and I says, now, are you against taxes? I am. We pay too much, too big government. I mean, this is an angry crowd, and I says, well, where do you think that money for the VA comes from? He goes, when I was a soldier, I said, no. I said, now. I said, you go to the VA? Oh, yeah, I go there all the time. I says, do you like that socialized medicine?
Yeah, what'd he say?
Well, it's not socialized medicine. I says, no, wait a minute here. Now, who dispenses? I says, do you go to a private hospital? No, I go to the VA. I says, is that government? Well, yeah. And I said, well, do they give you good service? Oh, it's great service. I said, that's socialized medicine. I says, the taxpayers of the country, me, you, anybody that works, pays in taxes to pay for this. This is a socialized medicine program, and do you like it? Oh, it's great. But it's not socialized. You're crazy. I don't know what you're talking about. It's
cognitive dissonance, man. It's like
it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. People, it's like there is cognitive dissonance. It's like it's actually willful ignorance, right? It's willful.
David, let me say one more thing. Here's where the Democrats are making a huge mistake. Huge mistake. And understand where these people are giving you this anger. They're coming back. You know, here's where the Democrats. The Democrats should have been screaming at the top of their lungs when Bush was bankrupt in this country with this $3 trillion war, with this drug prescription program that basically it's a no-bid thing. All these things that drove us into the ditch, getting rid of jobs, outsourcing. Matter of fact, this 60%er, he lost his job. His HP job went to China. Then he worked for Celestica. That went to China. And I says, now are you mad at Bush because he gave those companies tax breaks to go there?
Yeah, what'd he say?
Well, he says he didn't do that. And I says, now, wait a minute. I says, so you didn't vote for Kerry. Oh, that he's a cut and runner. He's a bad guy. And I says, well, he fought over there in Vietnam. I says, he got wounded. No, he didn't. That he lied about that. And I says, well, okay, let's say he lied about it. Now, what about, I says, Bush went AWOL. And I says, what about Cheney with the draft dodger Cheney? He goes, what do you mean? Cheney was too old. He was too old to be in Vietnam. I says, Cheney's only in his 60s. I said, he got 5 deferments. No, he didn't. And then the guy next to me said, well, yeah, he got 5 of them.
But the thing is, Kevin, it's willful ignorance. I mean,
But see, the Democrats, David, should have been. See, the Republicans are smart about it. They created this nightmare, and now they're blaming the other side for it. And that's where they're so smart, because the Democrats.
Well, I wouldn't call it smart. I'm not going to go so far as to call it smart. I'm going to call it opportunistic. They are certainly more opportunistic, more historically revisionist, and more just sort of. I don't know what the right word is. It's just. They're more shameless than the Democrats in terms of political tactics, but I totally agree. I mean, the Democrats are culpable for creating this opportunity right now. They are culpable for helping pass deregulation. So the Democrats right now, though, they control the whole government, the whole legislative parts of government. They're culpable for creating this opportunity for Republicans and conservatives. And for all the people who say, well, we should just be cheering on Obama and progressives should shut their mouth and fall in line, what I say is if progressives aren't pushing the administration, aren't pushing the Democrats to take a stronger, more populist line, to rein in these bailouts, to do a better job of cracking down on Wall Street with financial regulations, then the Democrats are going to lose power. Then Obama is going to lose power. And that's the last thing we need right now is for power in this country, legislative power, to go back to Republicans. Kevin, thanks for the call, man. 9:45, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Teabaggers of the world, unite. Come on this show. Let's debate it. Let's talk about it. Let's see what you think about these tea parties yesterday. Leanne in Denver, what do you think? Leanne.
Oh, hi. Yes, Leanne.
Hi.
Hey, David. Hey, I really like your show, and I actually have nothing to argue about. I actually just have a question.
Sure.
I don't understand why the Democrats are not mounting more of a strategic sort of anti-Tea Party campaign along the lines of what you're saying. I totally agree that this is whatever you want to call it, revisionist history, cognitive dissonance, disingenuousness, but nevertheless it seems to be succeeding, and it is succeeding because, as you say, they're tapping into a large repository of frustration.
Well, I'll answer your question. I mean, the answer to your question is at least in part that the Democrats are in the pocket of big money interests. That's the taboo you're not allowed to talk about. Barack Obama raised the most amount of money from Wall Street of any presidential candidate in American history. He put in the same Wall Street insiders into his economic apparatus of his administration. The same Wall Street insiders, corporate insiders, who created this problem. I mean, the chief of staff of the Treasury Department was a lobbyist for Goldman Sachs lobbying against executive compensation caps.
I understand.
Right? So they're torn. Now, that doesn't mean the whole Democratic Party is bought off. It doesn't mean that Barack Obama is totally bought off. It doesn't mean that. There's good Democrats in Congress who've been pushing and fighting the good fight for a long time and are fighting the good fight now, and I think Obama can be moved. I think he sometimes makes the right moves. He's making some great moves on taxes. He sometimes makes the wrong moves. My point here is that if the Democratic party rank and file, you and me, the average voter, doesn't push this party to continue to be more and more populist and progressive, it will allow this little foothold that conservatives are trying to create, it will allow that to become a bigger and bigger political and electoral threat. And ultimately, what I care about most, a policy threat.
I agree.
That this anger will suddenly be the justification for even worse policies that would make this situation even worse. More deregulation, more anti-government nonsense.
And possible return to power on the part of the Republicans as well.
Exactly. So I think it's the diametric opposite of people who say that we need to fall in line and just applaud Obama. My take is if we don't push him, it will end up hurting him electorally and politically, and will end up driving this country off a cliff. Leanne, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
948, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is the number. Tomorrow is Movie Friday. I'm not going to tell you the topic, but just remember, tomorrow is Movie Friday. We're going to have some great guests on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about a story from the airline industry tomorrow. So before, I wanted to put that plug in for you to tune in tomorrow before I forgot. After the break, we'll get a couple more of your calls. But first, let's go to traffic.
AM760, Progressive Traffic.
Still some slow spots on the drive around town, but it's when you head into the foothills, you're really going to find some slowing due to the weather conditions, reduced visibility on I-70 up through Mount Vernon Canyon, all the way up across Floyd Hill. Then it breaks out a little bit, and a better drive as you head up into Idaho Springs. But again, right around the tunnel, earlier crashes causing quite a few delays, so keep that travel in mind. You might want to put off travel into the high country today. Also on 285, pretty foggy travel as you head into the foothills west of 470. Drizzling fog, showers, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm in the forecast this afternoon, a high of 46. Rain and snow tonight, snow after midnight, 1 to 3 expected, low 32. More snow tomorrow, 5 to 9 on the way right now, 40 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, Basin is now selling next year's bonus season pass at the lowest price of the year for only $339. Get Breckenridge, Keystone, and A-Basin next year, plus the rest of this season at A-Basin for free. A-Basin is open until June. Call 1-888-ARAPAHO or check out ArapahoeBasin.com.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
A tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10-Till-2. 10-Till-2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10-Till-2. The time is now.
Just talk about climate change. Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems, a winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at Colorado.radco.com.
Options to choose from. You could find the plan that fits your health insurance needs and your wallet. If you're self-employed, retired early, losing health benefits at work, or just not happy with your coverage, Humana One could help. Isn't your peace of mind worth a few minutes? For a free quote on a plan that's right for you from Humana One, call 1-866-206-8400. That's 1-866-206-8400. Call 1-866-206-8400. Pick up the phone and call now.
Anyone can talk about going green, but if you're ready to take action, visit SLO, the Sustainable Living Online Expo, sponsored by Chevrolet's Fuel Solutions Division and AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. A great attitude is reflected in more than just recycling. So when it comes to sustainability for your home, family, and business, Colorado State University Extension is your trusted information source, from financial tips to gardening advice. Check out their SLOW online booth on AM760.net. Support like-minded businesses with like-minded goals.
Don't miss UFC 97 Redemption. Live this Saturday night, UFC legend Chuck the Iceman Liddell returns to face Brazilian superstar Mauricio Shogun Rua. Plus, Anderson Silva defends his middleweight title. Order UFC live on pay-per-view.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'll be filling in the rest of the week, which means tomorrow. We're talking about the tea parties, tea baggers, tea partiers of the world unite. Come on this show. Let's duke it out. I want to be clear. I think a lot of the organizers, I've said this all morning, the organizers of these specific tea parties are some of the most extreme, ugly elements in American politics. You got corporate lobbyists who are central to organizing these. You've got people like Governor Rick Perry of Texas, standing on stage claiming that the Tea Parties mean that the Texas has the right to secede from the nation. I mean, these are real extremists. But I don't think that the anger they're trying to tap into is unfounded or illegitimate. The broader public anger that they're trying to seize on is real, and it's legitimate. I'm pretty pissed off, and I'm guessing most listeners are pretty pissed off, that the government's giving away trillions of dollars to Wall Street. And so now it's up to each side, progressives and conservatives, to try to use that anger for what they think is good. And the tea parties represent the conservative effort to channel this anger into their agenda. That's why they're so scary. 303-713-7600 is the number. We'll try to get in as many calls as we can before we end the show. Kathy in Fort Collins. Kathy.
Hi, David. Hey, one of the things that bothers me about all this is I think that the media coverage is really controlled by the right-wingers, because in 2003, I went to the Women's March for Freedom in Washington, D.C., and conservative estimates say there were over 1 million women there. And NARAL said there were about 1,500,000 people. That did not even make the news. It was on C-SPAN. That was it. And there are a few anti-abortion things in the newspaper.
You're absolutely right. There is a complete right-wing bias in our media. The anti-war protests had millions of people come out.
Right.
They barely got the media coverage. You're absolutely right. You got no debate from me on that. And unfortunately, that helps manufacture the perception that these tea parties were real, true, huge grassroots movements, when compared to real, truly, genuinely big grassroots movements, they're tiny.
Well, I just saw a thing on CNN where they were talking, one of the newscasters was talking about how if you take all of those people in total, it came out to 250,000
right.
people, and they were talking like that was some really big deal.
Yeah, it's not nothing. I mean, it's not nothing, but it's not nearly the 8 to 10 or 12. I mean, some people had estimates of 30 million people protesting across the world against the invasion of the Iraq War, including here in the United States. So you're absolutely right. There is a right-wing bias in our media that portrays right-wing protests as far more important, far bigger, and far more relevant than progressive protests, progressive demonstrations. You're absolutely right. And thanks for bringing it up. Thanks for the call. All right, let's get to Glenn on the cell. Glenn.
I was one of them that I would have been at the Tea Party, but I just wanted to tell you I've been listening to you for a little bit here, but this has been brewing on for a long time, not just Obama, and we have this right as Americans. We're fighting for our Constitution. These people at the White House, our Congress and all, they work for us, and we have a right to vote them out, and that's what we'll do if they cannot withhold our Constitution.
I agree, and I think your point at the beginning is right. It's not the rank and file who are mad about what's going on in our government, it's not a Republican or Democratic issue. It's not a progressive or conservative issue. It's really right and wrong. And you don't. What's created this economic crisis, neither party is exclusively right or wrong. And we have to fess up to that and acknowledge that if we're going to fix this problem. All right. Thanks for the call. We'll do one more call. John, you got 20, 30 seconds. Go for it.
Hello. Am I on?
Yeah, you got real quick.
Yeah, congratulations for bringing up the fact that Obama's on the take from Wall Street. I have not heard that. Maybe one other source. It just brings up. It highlights the fact that we have one party, and that's the banksters' party.
That's exactly right. You know the way I put it? I put it, we've got two parties in this country, the money party and the people party, and there are Republicans and Democrats in both. And if we don't acknowledge that honestly, we're never going to get change. I think Obama's the guy who can bring about change, but it's going to require pressure from all of us. All right, this was our Thursday show. I'll be back tomorrow for Movie Friday. Tune in then. I'm not going to give you the question of Movie Friday, but tune in then. Now, the top of the news.
Hey. If you're thinking of designing your own engagement ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from the thousands of certified diamonds at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes. You'll have the ring only you could create.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Everybody loves their car until something goes wrong, right? Well, listen up. April is National Car Care.